Churchill, 105.1. KZNC, Cambridge, 105.3. KZNC, Eden Prairie.
Now it's time for Loveline on Zone 105.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Carolla.
Loveline, coast to coast.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Who? Dr. Drew, everybody. He's back after I dutifully held down the fort for the last, what seems like, 3 or 4 weeks. Dr. Drew is here. He is one of our guests. He's a board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
Oh, stop number. For 3 nights, Kathy.
1-800-LOVE-191 is the phone number.
Register his frustration and dismay.
Someone's got to hold down the floor. I can't believe we get paid the same amount. 310-840-4051 is the fax number. Kathy Griffin is our guest tonight. Kathy, as yes. I was explaining on the air last night, is a dear, dear, dear friend of mine because in show business, if you know a guy, he's your friend.
Right.
So if someone is actually your friend, they're your dear, dear friend because right. I don't want to people to confuse you.
How
with
many dears do I get
know.
Before our title?
Who? Dear, dear, dear friend. She's a dear, dear friend.
Okay. What's right. the? How many dears can you get? What's the potential?
You probably, I think after two dears, you shift to
spouse.
Brother.
Relative, yeah.
Yeah, she's
so almost your brother.
She's like a sibling. Right. Which is no compliment from the Carolla family.
Oh,
believe
please.
Me, we all hate each other. Anyway, Kathy, I was just watching MTV and watching Kathy on her new show, which is Kathy's so-called reality, which is really, it's Sunday night's 10 o'clock, but they run it all the time, as they tend to do on MTV. And it's smart because it's Kathy's strength.
I mean, dishing.
Yeah, it's plenty.
I have something to say about just about everything.
Well, you love television.
I love the reality shows. Completely addicted.
Why do you watch Temptation Island? Help me understand that.
First of all, Temptation Island, I'm still reeling from tonight's episode.
I watched it tonight. I want to take a shower after 5 minutes.
I know. It is genius. But isn't it so telling about just male, female, gender politics, human nature?
It's everything that I already knew was awful, yes.
I know, it is. It reinforces every fear I ever had about male-female relationships.
Okay.
The men, once again, they go for the looks only. The women got to screw it up. And the women ultimately kind of just...
Boy?
Right. Or they want to just hang out with each other.
Yes.
Hold on one doggone
Adam,
second.
Adam, please tell me you've seen it.
I have seen
okay.
it. And tonight, the men, the so-called men, right. kicked the hottest one off the island.
One of the hottest ones.
One of the hottest chicks.
Yeah. No, Miss Georgia.
Miss Georgia.
Right.
Beautiful brunette. Threw her ass right off the island, kept the spindly one.
Yeah.
The spindly flat-chested
one. Men love spindly. I don't know why, but they
I question, I'll tell you, there would have been a fist fight if they tried to get Miss Georgia off that island. And
Miss Georgia USA.
Yeah.
I think it's a little different.
Right. Not
Megan from Temptation Island is actually going to be on my show tomorrow. So I got her hot off the island.
Well, let me...
I should say I taped the show tomorrow, but it'll air on Sunday.
All right. So, to me, anyway, as I was watching Kathy do her thing on MTV, I thought, this is smart. This is right in her wheelhouse. It's what she does best. And she's doing a show. I mean, it's nice because it's easy because that's what you would be doing anyway.
In my own living room.
Yeah, so like someone puts some makeup on you and lick your living
room. Yeah, slap a little powder on and start the camera.
She's your dear, dear friend.
Just
you
a little.
Lost on the ass in the show?
Well, she only
I'm sorry. Maybe it's your dear friend.
Yeah.
No, she's my dear, dear friend. But one of the things about Kathy and I being dear is we don't want to mix business with pleasure.
Right.
We don't want to jeopardize what we have.
Yeah. I don't want to lose the friendship. That's
right.
Thing.
I could come on. I could feel like the green room wasn't up to snuff, that maybe my
gift basket wasn't full enough. Ooh. There weren't enough digital cameras.
Mm. Right. And next thing you know, we start a little hissy. I have a little hissy fit in there.
Right.
And there's a rift. And that's not going to happen.
Whitney and Rosie all over again.
Because Kathy's wedding is coming up, and I'm excited to go to this because it's so nearby, and the booze is going to be free, theoretically.
It is.
But I was talking about this last night on the air, and I'm not going to talk about the location or the date or anything like that, but I don't want to give anything away. But I was talking about the sponsorship aspect of this that we were talking about before the show, that this is sponsored by Seagram's and I think Skull Bandits is It's a smokeless tobacco.
No.
And Jägermeister.
We read the sponsors on the back, Drew.
American Foundation for AIDS Research.
Well, no, those are actually the beneficiaries.
Oh, yeah. Absolut Vodka, Seagram's, Alba Press, Miller Brewing Company, Coca-Cola, Hanson's Cakes, American Wine Spirits, Kenneth Cole.
Now, will Kenneth Cole do your dress?
Kenneth Cole is doing Matt's suit and our shoes. Richard Tyler is doing my dress.
I see. From Aerosmith?
No, different one.
Okay. And this is smart. So what she's doing is she was able to use her considerable celebrity to get these people to donate their services and goods.
Right. They're basically giving me a free wedding.
Right. For them, it's a write-off. Right?
And it's press, and it's feeling good and doing a charitable thing. And
right.
All that stuff.
So Seagram's donates a bunch of booze and mix and stuff like that.
They're doing the hard liquor, and Miller's doing the beer, and Coca-Cola's doing the sodas.
They write that off, and then what you ask in lieu of gifts for your wedding is for people to make a donation to one of these
organizations. To either AMFAR or Planet Hope. But also, the wedding doesn't cost me anything or almost nothing, because what I'm doing is I am donating the amount I would have spent on the wedding to AMFAR and Planet Hope. Because I just decided, for me, weddings seem like a huge amount of money for a one-day party.
Right.
And I thought, you know, we're talking about thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. I personally would rather do this with that money than go, woo, I had a great party, and I took out a mortgage, you know.
What do you estimate this is going to run, or what kind of check are you going to cut?
Oh, I'm definitely not going to say the amount, because I don't need that kind
of
crap.
At least 10
grand
off of it, yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, so
it'll be in the tens of thousands.
All
I'm going to say, though.
Great weddings and crappy marriages out there. It's
I don't. The only thing is, I don't mean to put down weddings, because I know women get it's such a huge industry with all the magazines and women. You know, it's their dream day. I'm just saying, for me, it's not exciting to put, you know, to have a fancy hairdo and put a pretty dress on, because I get to do that, you know, a few times a year.
Right.
So I'm not so into the protocol, and I'm not really into the formality and stuff. I'd rather have a big party and get a little money.
I think it's a lovely idea, and I've always questioned the strategy of especially couples that don't have much money dropping 10 or 15 grand.
And taking out loans, that seems insane to me.
Yeah, when they've now put themselves 10 years further away from a down payment on their first house.
Right. The dress that's $4,000 that you can wear once.
Don't worry. Hold on. My daughter is going to wear this dress.
Yeah.
Why aren't you wearing your mom's dress, bitch? Get that thing out.
She said the same thing.
Or the parents that sit down and go, honey, we will put a down payment on a house.
Mm-hmm.
Just go run away. You know, go get elope. No, I got to have the wedding. What?
Yeah.
What?
I think it's a big princess fantasy.
Oh.
I've heard that from a lot of girls. I want to be a princess for a day. I want to feel like a princess.
Well, just drop some acid and watch a Disney movie.
Your Highness.
There's a money saver.
Yeah.
All right. So the point is now here's what I want to know. What kind of check should I be cutting?
Oh, for the
donation.
Okay. Honestly, I think that what you should donate is what you would have spent on a gift. Except in your case.
20.
Oh, my case.
Yeah, since you make a good buck.
And he's a dear, dear friend.
You know, cough it up. He's a dear, dear friend.
Okay, but what are we talking about with me?
All right. Gary Shandling gave a grand.
Oh, that's
I think you should match it.
Yeah, but he sued Brillstein Gray and made $1 billion.
No, why don't you sue, you know, K-Rock, or doesn't some big company own the station? Stacey is suing Survivor. You can sue someone.
I'm going to start with $28.50, the initial check. When the
this is not a negotiation.
Once the settlement comes through, when I'm done suing Stone Stanley or Infinity or whoever else is going to fire me after they listen to this, then the big money rolls in.
All right.
Really, $1,000, that son of a bitch.
Yeah. And for anyone who's listening, you can go on to AMFAR.org or PlanetHope.com and learn about these charities.
What is AMFAR?
AMFAR is American Federation for Age Research, and so it really deals with a lot of the science. Well, Drew, you probably aren't familiar with it.
You know,
it's a lot of the research and science.
You know, it's something that Hollywood has picked up. It's not that big a deal in the scientific circles.
Oh.
It's great. It's a great organization.
But they fund doctors, and they fund labs and stuff like that. So as opposed to Project Angel Food, which is a very hands-on, bringing meals to AIDS patients and stuff like that. And Planet Hope is a homeless kids camp.
Well, I'm down with that. And I'd like to go for...
You're down with all of it.
Planet sterilization, where we sterilize what I call troublemakers. But I'll get drunk and take the podium and explain that to the guests at the wedding.
Oh,
but
wait till that's going to be quite a toast.
Wait till I get into some of that Seagram's. All right. Dan?
Yeah.
Wait till I get hold of that Gary Shandling, too.
Can I just say, before we even start with Dan, the one thing that I never get over whenever I do the show is how we're, like, talking and having fun, and then the calls start, and they're like, hi, I found out, I have a terminal disease, and I was just anally raped 4 seconds ago.
Right.
And now comedian Kathy Griffin. So, Dan, please, I hope your call isn't too horrible.
The worst is when we have to do the plugs. Yeah. Anally raped? Speaking of anally raped, Kathy's going to be at the Irvine Improv all weekend.
Oh, God.
Dan? All right, go ahead, baby.
Man, yeah. I got an email the other day from my girlfriend saying she broke up with me. And, you know, it's just, like, real freaking weird because I thought everything was all right.
Yeah. Where is she? She out of town?
No, she's at her house. I mean...
Did you try calling her?
I tried, and her parents were, like, covering up for her, you know? Like, she's not home. She's out with her mom or something like that. Her dad did that.
Mm.
And it's just, it's, like, real weird. And so I was halfway over there, and I call her dad up one night. I call her up, and, you know, her dad just keeps covering for her.
So how long have you been dating her?
About 9 months.
And how was it going?
I thought it was going good.
That's the beauty of guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Will she ever see a comment?
Yeah. Was she ever saying, gee, you did no pain of attention or too much for time with your guy friends or anything like that?
No, you know, I thought everything was all right. See, I mean, I only get to see her on the weekends. So.
You think she went to Temptation Island? Sometimes someone can be just missing for a while and it turns out they're actually on Temptation Island.
You only see her on the weekends?
Yeah, it's like her parents' rules or something like that. It's pretty gay. It's like.
Is there a reason that the parents wouldn't be, how old is she?
She's 11. 18.
18. Yeah. Any reason the parents wouldn't be too happy with you?
No, I thought her parents loved me, but she's she went to state for golf last year, and she's
gay,
got a chance.
Right,
to
lesbian?
Me. Yeah.
Okay.
She's dating her female caddy.
There's information missing.
She went to state for golf. Hey, Dan,
something's missing.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
Me, I'm going to college.
Uh-huh.
Well, which is it?
High college. Junior college, right?
No, I'm going to Prue Lafayette.
You're going to Lafayette?
Yeah, West Lafayette.
All right. So listen, Dan, I'm sorry she did this to you, but she probably means it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make a statement. You don't break up with somebody over email.
I think that's
no.
Cool. I think that's lame.
You don't, but Dan, you do if you think they might be a little dangerous or a little dicey or freak on you. Maybe.
Yeah,
is she a little scared you might freak on her?
I guess she was, you know, but I'm a freaking teddy bear. I've never done anything like that before, ever.
Well, you seem to be coming on pretty strong here. It happened a few weeks ago, and you're still calling the house.
Did you ever scare her at all? Did you ever, you know, freak around a little bit?
One time I raised my voice to my mom, I guess I yelled at her on the phone because she said something to me. I didn't mean to when she heard me.
All right.
She got scared.
All right, well, Dan, I'm sorry, but this one's probably over and you can just move on.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So I agree with you about the email, though.
Dan gave me the creeps a little bit.
Immediately.
I don't want him to yell at his mom.
Immediately. That's what I said. There's information missing. There's something going on.
Yeah.
We know he perceives it a certain way, but what's really going on?
Dan gave me the creeps a little bit.
And maybe his mom is tied up in a closet somewhere with a couple of shiners.
I'm assuming that she didn't want him to freak in person,
mom
so she
said
did it that way.
To him on the phone, see?
Yeah, mom, don't say that to me.
Yeah.
Something like that might happen.
Well, you know how it is when your postum is only lukewarm and you wanted it hot.
Oh, livid.
You should have left it in the microwave for another 15 seconds. Let me say something real quick about Temptation Island. I was telling Drew about this.
I can't say enough.
Here, I know, this show is like heroin. And here, I got two things to say about Temptation Island, and then we're moving on. First off, Mark Wahlberg is coming in here next week, and I couldn't be happier for this guy, because this is a guy who had a syndicated TV show.
Yeah.
He took it to Nappy. We were there with
him. What show?
He had his own talk show.
He was top of the world. This is about 4 or 5 years ago. And then the last time I saw him, he was doing audience warm-up for Win Ben Stein's Money. And I was talking to Jimmy about it, and it's like, oh, man, Mark Wahlberg. You know, we're laughing our asses off. But it was like, Jesus Christ, this guy had his own TV show. Now he's warming up your lame show.
Yeah.
And we both felt really bad. And he's a nice guy,
he's
and I'm glad to see him. Yeah. Let's not overdo it. He is a talented guy. And I'm glad to see him back on TV and doing his thing and getting his recognition.
He's going to Belize.
The other thing, I had to just get my head examined. I watched, like, an hour of XFL, too.
Wow, what's going on, Drew?
I don't know. I couldn't watch heroin.
One of his testes dropped Friday.
Was there one thing about that XFL you found totally disturbing? The most disturbing thing?
Yeah, the cheerleaders.
No.
Oh.
I don't know. Drew, this is the beauty of you, because you're never right.
The beauty of you that you never give me a good answer to a reasonable question.
I watched about an hour of the
XFL. Does something bother you more than anything else? Some just bugged me.
All of the sideline interviews where the guys didn't really want to talk bothered me, especially when the guy was on the phone to the tower and they were trying to interview him, and he was talking to his coach. Yeah. I don't know, the camera
on the field. I mean, they're bizarre.
Right.
But the kickoff receiver, the punt receiver back there, you see a cameraman standing behind him, running after him.
Oh, yeah.
That is just so distracting. I thought for you it would make you happy.
Yes, it's like when I see a grip in a porn film. Yeah. It ruins the whole thing for me.
Yeah, I know. Clear the frame, for God's sake.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, one more thing about Temptation Island I want to say to you, Kathy. Here should be the next Temptation Island. This show was filmed like 6-8 months ago.
Yeah.
It's been in the can for a little while, right?
Yeah.
All these women are back off the island. I'm not talking about the girlfriends of the guys. I'm talking about the hoes who were sent.
The singles, right.
Yeah, the ones that took the hoe barge.
Right. direct barge.
All of them, they're hot chicks. They're all back now. They probably all have boyfriends. And now them and their boyfriends have to sit there and watch them go to the cabana with these strange guys.
So it's almost like there's little tribal councils going on.
So there needs to be a reality TV show of these people watching Temptation Island.
The chick and her new boyfriend sitting there, and her boyfriend watching his new love go.
And at first he kind of likes it, like, wow, my girlfriend is so hot that she was even on a television show that celebrates hot women. And then 20 minutes later, he's just like, I got to go. I don't feel so good.
Right. And she's in a marzipan thong back, getting a rub down from some native guy, and now the guy's freaking out.
Sing Billy, take me.
Right.
Okay.
Beverly?
Yes?
You're 32. What's up?
My boyfriend has a problem with premature ejaculation.
How old is he?
He's 42.
How premature?
Very, like, maybe a minute or 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And has he always been this way?
No, he hasn't. It's only been over the last 3 or 4 months.
Have you guys been less frequent in your physical encounters?
Well, yeah, actually we are, because he lives in Texas and I live in Colorado.
I don't know, maybe he's just really happy to see you. No, guy,
30 seconds?
He's filled up.
You think he could get her card?
But you think he could also take care of himself a little bit? He's 42. He should understand how.
Yeah, that's what I think.
You got to work that plumbing out.
Yeah.
Where was he at before time-wise?
Gotta do. Otherwise, it's going to be 1 minute.
Where was he at time-wise before this?
He would last a little longer. Well, at least 10 minutes.
Okay.
So he went from 10 minutes down to 30 seconds?
Well, yeah. Now he, I barely touch him, you know, for a little while, and he ejaculates.
Is he on any medication?
It's got to be flattering.
See, when that happens to me, I just think I'm super hot.
Yeah.
It's like, I got it going on. Stiff wind.
Unless his eyes are closed.
Yahoo had an article
you gotta watch,
today about a doctor that stumbled onto an orgasm stimulator. He was trying to work in chronic pain. He was using these spinal stimulators, and he was able to induce orgasm just through spinal surgery.
He didn't even touch his joint?
Yeah, I did.
All right, doctor.
All right. Dr. Beverly?
Yeah.
Why don't you, does he look at it as a problem?
He does now, because I told him it was a problem. Now it's where I'm not even interested in having sex.
Can he be available for another round with you? Does it work?
Would he be?
You know what I'm saying?
Would he get hard again?
Well, I don't, like I said, at that point, it's just like, forget it, you know? I'm just going to go to bed.
Ooh, got a little hostility here.
Baby, why
is guys don't
like you know,
right?
I mean, after 4 months, it's like, come on.
Yeah, I understand. You know what's weird about women? They get angry at guys when they do this. I love the ones who fake the orgasm and are really angry that they have to fake, and the guy has no idea what's going on. He's high-fiving his friend. She's loving every second of it, and they're really super angry.
Because they think it's just a coincidence that she happened to have an orgasm at the same time as him.
Right.
They didn't question that at all. They're like, wow, that was... They're serendipitous.
I never did.
Oh, good God.
All right, Beverly.
Yes.
Listen, don't be angry at him.
Okay.
He's very much in love with you. And you need to just talk to him, tell him to spank it on the plane, like all guys do, before they come into town to see their honeys.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he just went to see a doctor about this.
Oh.
He prescribes him Viagra. Isn't that strange?
Well, that'll keep him, the erection will continue.
Right.
You see? The other way is just give him Prozac.
He doesn't care.
Beverly, he should be going down on you, because that's when I start the clock.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when a cab pulls up in front of your house. It's meter's running.
Do you actually bring the timer into the bed with you?
I should bring a cab meter with me.
All right.
And I pull that old metal arrow
this
thing.
This is Saeed. He's the driver.
Right.
He's just going to be idling for a while, but the meter is running.
That's right. And in like New York, we have the recording of Eartha Kitt telling you to put on your
seatbelt.
And
that guy going,
Yeah, we have the static from the dispatcher going in the background. All right, listen, Beverly, he's got to go down on you. Okay. Is he doing that?
No.
All would be forgiven if he did that, wouldn't it?
Probably.
Yeah. Listen, let me say something, guys. You get down there and clean house, goddammit.
Yeah.
Because if you're coming in 30 seconds, it's the least you could do.
Right.
As a woman, you'll forgive a guy who's having a little difficulty in that department.
He'll forgive volumes, really.
If he gets down there.
And gets in the basement and starts cleaning out the furnace.
All right. Absolutely. Yeah. You got to shovel a little coal before you go topside.
I like a nice chimney sweep. I could do this all night, Adam.
Samantha? That's why we're very, very dear friends. We both have lots of euphemisms.
Very, very dear.
We're dear, dear friends.
Samantha.
Samantha, you're 19.
Hello?
What's up?
I have, like, little bumps on, I don't know the technical part would be called, but, like, not the nipple itself, but the pink part around it.
The areola.
Okay.
That's normal to have sort of pronounced glands there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just, because when I first... I don't know, I guess like when I first got developed, they weren't there. And then a couple of years ago, when I first saw them, like if I put pressure on them, then stuff would come out like a pimple, but like different consistency.
I wonder if it's milk, even, depending on where you're squeezing from.
Huh.
You mean that's the dots around the sunflower there?
Yeah.
I mean, something was coming out of those?
Yeah.
Ooh,
but it doesn't anymore, but they're still there.
Sure, you milk them dry.
I wonder if that was sebum or some sort of glandular.
But should she have an exam?
Yeah, somebody should look at that.
But when you have an exam, they always squeeze it like something like
that.
Oh,
they do?
Yeah.
Nice.
They say a fluid comes out. No, I always, funny. I should.
What do they do?
My doctor. No, but they put you, you know, on the machine that crushes your boob.
Memory.
And then the whatever, the physical exam part, they always give the nipple a little squeeze. And they've said, well, nothing came out, so no problem. Like, I think they're actually looking for some kind of fluid to come out, maybe?
It can have different meaning, yes.
Okay.
If you're on medication.
All right, so...
Have I just been getting molested at the doctor?
Yeah, too.
Good God.
You've been paying $10 for that molestation. Hey, Samantha?
Uh-huh.
Well, this sounds like a normal thing, these bumps, because I see them in all the nudie magazines. They're all the rage. But maybe you should get checked out anyway because you had a little something come out of yours.
Well, I went to the gynecologist and they were there and I forgot to mention it, but she didn't say anything about it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's normal. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Go get squeezed. Why not?
Kathy, you go to a male or female gynecologist?
I've gone to both and my current guy is the male. But actually, I don't like him because he's really old school. So he's one of those guys that's carrying on the conversation the whole time, and, how you doing? And he's also one of those guys that blows off anything. Like, I could go in and say, you know, I'm hemorrhaging, and he's like, oh, who isn't? Anyway, and then he just carries on. He's not very good, but he's very friendly.
The problem with the old school guy is giving her and the vagina the lollipop at the end of the... They never do that, do they?
No, not in the gyno, no.
I don't know. My thing is I want a crazy, like... I would like my wife to have an Asian woman. I look at
I'll
them
bet
as,
you do.
As the least sexual. You know what I mean? Like
an Asian woman? I thought that was every guy's dream.
Well, it is, but not once they become a doctor.
Oh, okay.
This is when they're
so
trying to support
the
family.
So what in the sexuality's gone for?
Right,
okay.
Right. All I could go for that, yeah. All right, we'll take a little break. Tonight, we're honored to have a dear, dear friend. Kathy Griffin is here. She's talking about a new show on MTV Sunday nights at 10 o'clock. We'll take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Mike, dating a bisexual. Wants to know if you get involved sexually with this person. We'll tell him after this.
We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Musicians love to get crazy. Breaking guitars, smashing drums. But nobody likes to get crazy more than us. It's Music Mania at Mars Music. Get our special sale book in your mail or at the store with savings up to 70% off. We're going totally crazy with store-wide savings on the biggest names in music here. Fender, Gibson, Roland, Marshall, Yamaha, Shure, American DJ, and more. Guitarists, save hundreds on an Epiphone Les Paul Standard based on the legendary Gibson guitar. Just $399. Drummers, we got the beat. It's $1,700 off the Roland V-Pro electric drum set. Our lowest price ever, $32.99. Nobody has more for less. Buy a $1,200 Korg V8 digital 8-track recording studio for $5.99. Get two Shure SM Series mics for just $79. Test drive the new Fender Cyber Twin F with over 80 Grand sound. We love when you touch the stuff. Don't miss Music Mania at Mars Music, the music maker's destination. Shop in store or online at marsmusic.com.
Jake Leinenkugel, Leinenkugel Brewing Company, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
These days, it takes a lot to surprise me. But I was caught off guard when I walked to my brother John's office to find him scratching the first half of our family name off a 12-pack of our Leinenkugel's Red Lager. John, do I even want to know what you're doing?
Been doing a little research, Jake, and apparently red beers are supposed to start with the letter K.
What?
Look around. We're about the only red that doesn't start with a K. So I'm redoing the label to say Kugel's Red Lager.
Please tell me we're not related. John, don't be ridiculous. It's what's inside the bottle that counts. That's why we use two specially roasted caramel malts and Mount Hood hops to give Liney's Red a deep, rich color and smooth, robust flavor no other red can match.
But with a phony name, we could pretend it's an import. Do you want to have the only red that's different from all the rest?
Now you're catching on.
The Better Red. Liney's Red Lager. The flavor of the North Woods.
Hey, teens, what are you doing this Friday? How about Saturday? No plans? Well, if you're looking for the coolest place to see and be seen, you better get yourself over to Waterworks Beach Club in Centerville. Every Friday and now Saturday night, the hottest teens in the Twin Cities are hanging at Waterworks. I mean, we're talking wall-to-wall, 15 to 20-year-olds just like you. This isn't some lame teen party chaperoned by some old weirdo who thinks he knows what your scene is all about. The doors open at 7, and it goes extreme from there. Join thousands of teens every Friday and Saturday night at Waterworks Beach Club, conveniently located on Main Street in Centerville. And party with one of the coolest DJs in town. Enjoy the free parking and safe environment. What more could you ask for? Call 651-429-3033 for directions. That's Waterworks in Centerville. 651-429-3033. It's a huge teen party every Friday and Saturday night. Thousands of teens packed into one club. The hottest teen night in town at Waterworks Beach Club each and every Friday and Saturday night.
Spring is almost here and motorcycle season is just around the corner. Ready or not, you have to check out Maverick Motorsports in White Bear Lake. If you're looking to buy a quality pre-owned motorcycle, then Maverick Motorsports has what you're looking for. They sell owner-to-owner motorcycles, ATVs, personal watercraft, and snowmobiles. If you're selling a motorsports vehicle, then you need to bring it to Maverick Motorsports. Don't waste your weekends on want ads. They will sell your motorcycle for as little as $150. Or if you need cash quick, they buy motorcycles, too. Maverick Motorsports is located just northeast of 694 and Highway 61 on Berkeley Road in White Bear Lake. For more information, go online to maverickmotorsports.com or give them a call at 651-766-5229. Again, that's maverickmotorsports.com or 651-766-5229. Maverick Motorsports, your motorsport marketplace.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Well, Dexter Friedrich have certainly secured their place on the music scene. Leaving Town was introduced to radio last fall, and Dexter Friedrich have taken every advantage of tour opportunities. The band kicks off touring at Chicago's House of Blues and continue through March 2nd in Las Vegas. The Zone Files, brought to you by Channel 5 Eyewitness News at 10 p.m. It's close to home. And alternative radio, Zone 105.
I'm Brian Goen.
And I'm Mary Hart. Mornings on Zone 105.
Your entertainment authority. No one brings you the world of entertainment like Zone 105 in the mornings. Tune in tomorrow morning. Some stories on tap. Cameron Manheim, Hollywood's big leading woman with a plus-size heart.
Plus, Zone 105 will take an exclusive tour of Knox Landing's Ted Shackelford's palatial summer estate in Flint, Michigan.
Our weekly celebrity cook-off this week features culinary upstart Yasmin Bleeth versus veteran kitchen magician Valerie Harper.
Plus, we'll keep you posted as to Ed Asner's next bowel movement.
Nobody brings it to you like Zone 105 in the morning.
Brian Hawk and Mary Lucia. Mornings. Alternative Radio. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That be Dr. Drew over there. Making a very special Loveline guest appearance. Dr. Drew, everyone, get those calls lined up. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. My dear, dear friend, Kathy Griffin is here tonight, star of Kathy's so-called reality. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Good title. That is 10 o'clock Sunday night on MTV, but you can find it
every day.
Shows on MTV most of the time. Look around. I mean, evenings.
It was, you know, it's on like a 2 o'clock, noon, 7:30 at night. They just slap it on several times a week.
And I saw our...
my parents are on it, by the way. And you're also your dear, dear friend.
I spoke to Kathy's father, who's a dear friend of mine. Not dear, dear, because I only met him once. He's a dear friend of mine. Mm-hmm. I spoke to him at length about, probably about construction.
Well, he'd be a friend of yours then.
Yeah.
He's a friend. Yeah. Well, he's a dear friend because he's Kathy's father.
Yeah. I think he'd appreciate at least one deer.
Mm-hmm. He's a dear friend.
Okay, good.
I look forward to seeing him.
Now that he's a TV star.
At the wedding.
Yes.
Yeah. He's
giving me away.
He's right in MTV's demo. He's a man in his early 70s.
Right.
And
my dad and Mandy Moore are taking the channel by storm. They're rewriting MTV.
They're also a couple.
And I celebrate it.
Mike?
Yes.
You're 17?
Yeah.
All right, what's up?
I got a girlfriend. She's my age. She's 17. And she's bisexual. She wrote me a note today talking about some really weird things that she wants me to do to her.
What do you mean? You said your girlfriend?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's like, you know, girlfriend.
You guys are boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Are you, you know, you're seeing each other exclusively?
Yeah.
And how long has that been going on?
Well, it started off back in the 7th grade, and we went through the 8th grade, we broke up, and we just started going out again.
Just now? How long ago?
About a week and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
In the meantime, she's discovered she's bisexual.
Well, no, she's kind of claiming that she's always known.
Yeah, but she's been doing things in the meantime. You've been with her a week. Who knows what she's up to or what she, you know, this is ridiculous.
Well, what did the letter say?
I can't totally remember. I don't know where it is.
Okay. Hey, Mike, quick radio tip. Don't bring the goddamn letter up if you can't remember anything that was in it.
Well, it's saying stuff that she wants, like, she wants me to go down on her now and...
There you go.
You know? Like...
All right. Hey, Mike, your jack-off friends are making too much noise back there, so we're going to have to hang up on you, right?
Okay.
All right.
Did you hear all that?
Oh, my God. I'll tell you, I don't mind the gag phone calls. I enjoy them, but the fact that they're such spazzes is what gives me the trouble.
You at least write the bogus letter and make it funny. Entertain me.
Right. And tell your buddies to keep it down, you know, while you're trying to pull off the bogus phone call.
Right. I mean, commit to the bit.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll talk to Evan, who's 13. Evan?
Hello. I want to know what Kathy Griffin's first stand-up joke was.
Turn your radio down.
Huh?
Mm. Well, it's a rough night tonight. You wonder why the Japs are kicking our ass and all that testing. You know what I mean? We really have just a whole nation of cards at this point. They can't even pull off a call to a radio show.
So, what was the first
joke? You know what? I actually remember the first joke I ever wrote. And it was, my boyfriend broke up with me a year ago, and I can't stop thinking about him. In fact, I drive by his apartment all the time. No, I don't even drive by his apartment. I just drive by his parking lot. I don't know what it is. I just need to know if he still parks.
And what what
year? It's not funny.
No, but it's art.
Well, I won't say the year, but I'll say I was probably like, I mean, I started stand-up late, so I was probably like, you know, 28 or something like that when I wrote that joke.
I was thinking about that when I was driving in and thinking about how much I hate stand-up.
Right.
And I thought, Kathy was, you know, an actress and did improvisational work and all that kind of stuff, but you didn't get into stand-up until...
I totally went about it backwards.
Right.
You know, like, I did my first commercial when I was 17, and, you know, I did, like, little parts in movies and guest spots and all the stuff, and then after all that, I was like, oh, I think I like stand-up. And I went about it all backwards.
It's really like becoming a boxer in your late 20s, you know? I mean, it's just, there's muscles you got to hone.
Yeah, it's ugly.
It's like taking up golf professionally.
Or a musician.
Right, I'm going to play the clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
I announce to the world at 30.
It's not fun to go on the road in your 30s. It's not fun.
It's hard to...
it's hard to get good fast. I mean, I guess you're in a way, it's like you could act like a stand-up because of your acting experience.
Well, I don't know. All I know is for me, it actually really turned things around. You know, I was bumping around on the Groundlings and bumping around doing little parts here and there. And sure enough, I, you know, started doing stand-up, and even in really small venues, like when I used to do Hot Cup of Talk at the Groundlings and stuff, and it was like that opened all the doors, you know? Right. And I think it was that thing where you give the buyer something really simple on a plate, and you hand it to them, and then they go, oh, okay, now I know what to do with you.
Right. The plate was a metaphor, though, right? Sure, she wasn't jealous the guy's on a plate?
Got it.
Is that what? Okay. Jonathan?
Yes.
You're 17?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
Good. What's up with you?
Nothing much.
All right. You give me the creeps, I got to be honest with you.
I'm just really nervous.
All right, go right ahead.
All right, I want to say over a poem that I made for you guys.
Thank you. We were talking about this last night, Drew. Someone called up, said he was a poet, although he couldn't recite anything.
That's nice. But Jonathan's got something.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
All right. Love line is filled with callers all the way up to the gills. People call from inside their bedroom walls. The callers have questions that need to be answered by the swift and the bold. Most of all is that someone will listen. Thank God for Adam and Dr. Drew that will give them the breaking news. Callers call up complaining about the time they had in bed with a 12-year-old girl whose name was Fred. Others call in and explain their boyfriend's head. Some might ask why Adam doesn't pray this girl was dead, since soon she'll be pregnant, then be dead, because of the drug.
Oh, we're really taking a turn here. Yeah. Hey, Jonathan.
It'll get better.
Yeah, let me ask you something real quick. I just want to backtrack for a second before we get too far. What word rhymed with guild?
Guild.
Gills, I mean?
With gill?
Yeah.
I think it was head.
Yeah. Filled?
Filled, yeah.
Filled. Filled gills.
Oh, gills and filled.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Judges? No. Sorry, we're getting a thumbs down on the gills and filled.
Some consonants there, but...
Right. All right, but go ahead. Keep going, John.
All right. So soon she'll be pregnant, then be dead because of the drug overdose she took to the head. Adam, Dr. Drew, the things you do to help people is the best thing anyone can do.
That's what I think.
To help someone, whether young or old, stupid or smart, Adam has a remark for everyone right at the start. Not necessarily a bad one, but I mean a good one.
If I hear page turn, I'm going to hang up.
No, that was it.
Is that it? Hey, thank you. That was beautiful.
Give me the
field and the gills part one more time. At the top.
His name is Lord Byron. Please, fortune prophet.
Sorry, Lord Byron. Yeah, right at the top there.
All right. Love line is filled with callers all the way up to the gills. People call in from inside their bedroom wall. And that's the beginning.
I see.
Gills and wall.
Gills and wall.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Don't drop out of school.
No.
Whatever you do. I want you to turn in your beret and your bongo, because this poem thing is not going anywhere.
Hey, 17. What are you doing at 17?
I'll tell you what I was doing, brother. I was checking off a nap.
That's right.
All right.
No, not what you're doing today. What are we doing at 17?
That's why they call me Mr. Consistent. All right. Hey, Jonathan?
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
I wanted to ask. No, nothing bad or anything. I just want to know how... I want to maybe know how I can help with, let's say people have problems or something that I can help.
You know what? Well, there's you might check out Teen Line. Do we have Teen Line's phone number, Sarah? Do we have Teen Line's phone number? We'll put you on hold. It's a teen through Cedar Sinai. It's a teen counseling phone line. You can train for, do peer counseling training, and then man regulate. It's a really good program. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Jonathan.
All right.
I can see him on, like, the suicide hotline. Hold on, I got a poem for you. And a few beats later, you hear the gun go off.
Oh.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
Adam, you're fearless.
No, I know.
I admire your fearlessness.
Yeah, I'm an artist. Yeah.
Do you have someone walk through your car every night?
That's what security guards are out there.
Yeah.
One? You better get the team.
The fat guy naps on the sofa? That's
you
all right.
You got your back, buddy?
Yeah. Got the back. All right. He literally does have our back. It's just the problem is we have our front. All right. Let's say hi to Shannon, who's 20 years old. Shannon?
Hi.
You're on with my dear, dear friend, Kathy Griffin.
I was just watching Suddenly Susan a few minutes ago, too.
Mm. Oh, what a show.
good evening. I've
been dating this guy for about 6 months, and he was the first guy I ever slept with, and recently it's been really painful.
Are you using a condom with him?
No, we stopped like 2 months ago.
Does it hurt with deep penetration or just at the outset when he's trying to get in?
Just in general.
Just always hurts.
Why did you wait so long to lose your virginity?
I dated a guy before him for 2.5 years who was a bit of a prude.
Who was a big queer?
No, he was a prude.
Medium queer. There's something up here. All right, I'll tell you what, Shannon, we got to take a break.
Okay.
We're going to strip you like a stolen Nissan when we come back, all right? Because I think we could do a little mining here. Find something.
Yeah, potentially.
All right, dear friend, Kathy Griffin is here tonight. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be back to Shannon after this.
Bloodline.
1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right
back. This is Adam Carolla. This
is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
There's a small fishing village up near the top of the world. And for a few months every winter, the sun never shows its face. It hunkers down below the horizon like a stubborn mule. For the most part, it is a world of complete darkness. It's strange, then, as you walk between the snowdrifts and the shuttered windows, to hear people laughing. Stranger still when you arrive at the source of all this commotion and find the whole village, practically, huddled underneath the thatched roof of the local bar. Step through the door, past the pale faces with wide grins, and you'll find a fresh pint of Guinness. And several eyes on it as the cascade inches its way up the side of the glass. That pint of Guinness, it sheds a whole lot of light. And locals will tell you that while the sun never shines, the people do, all night long. Guinness refreshes your spirit.
Guinness Stout is imported by the Guinness Bass Import Company, Stamford, Connecticut. Enjoyed responsibly the world over.
Welcome to Deja Vu.
All right, fellas, here we go. Me and you at Deja Vu. Cyber romance by getting a dance. Just don't mess your pants, please. Hey, ladies! Let's party, baby. Here we go. Vanity, 6, 7, 8, 9, all. She's a 10. Tiana, Alexis, Rio, De Janeiro, no, it's Deja Vu, Alondra, Santiri, Lace with a sexy face. Hey, there's Shayna, Natasha, yo, who got Jesse's girl? My, Sharona, Heidi. You think I'm through? Hell no, baby, this is a move. We got Sailor, Naya, Mackenzie, Baby, Dory, Battery, Joey, Ginger, Blake, Jordan, Jessica, Pinky, Tiki, Anna, Shawanda, and Ritten. Oh, you're kidding me.
Deja Vu, the Gentleman's Club, 315 Washington Avenue North, downtown Minneapolis.
As Valentine's Day approaches, remember to consider your loved one with a gift to show her you do care. Fine jewelry from the Shane Company means you get quality that will last. And that's a nice message to send. We have a white or yellow gold pendant on a 14-carat chain for only $85 with your choice of a heart-shaped stone, a blue topaz, a purple amethyst, or a red garnet. We also offer a matching pair of earrings with heart-shaped stones, also at $85. Whether you buy the ensemble for $170 or not, you're assured that the stones are beautifully cut into heart shapes of excellent brilliance and true color. And she'll know because you went to the Shane Company, you went out of your way to show your love.
Also available online at ShaneCo.com. The Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
In the Army National Guard, third part-time.
1 weekend a month. You can
enjoy life full-time.
College, career.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. www.1800goguard.com.
In the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Minnesota National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah, hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew.
This is my dear friend, Kathy Griffin. I dropped the deer because she's giving me syrups during the commercial break.
I just can't even believe what you just said to me.
You bought
a second house because
right.
you said, and I quote, I need a basketball hoop.
That's right.
Now you want one.
Of course.
I need
a wood shop.
What will happen to you if you don't have a basketball court? Do you think you'll die?
A slow death.
You think you might actually die from lack of basketball court?
It's not guaranteed, but it's probable. No, I don't play video games.
Really?
No, never have.
Pinball
never
machine
have.
With the Playboy money and stuff on those pinball machines.
Never
not
have. No, I'm not a game guy. That's to entertain others. That was a present. Actually.
How many big screen TVs do you have?
I have one that
massive.
Is like 10 foot.
Not with the stadium seating, I hope.
No,
couches.
It's good though.
it could handle that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need.
He might put that in somewhere.
You know what I need?
What?
I need food. I need a roof over my head.
Right.
I need love.
You need a pedicure three times
no.
a week.
And I need the Viking stove.
The Viking stove. Outdoor barbecue. A full basketball court.
Oh,
a
my
pool,
gosh.
A barn sized wood.
When are you going to write a tell all book called What Adam Needs? There is your preface right there.
Listen, Drew makes fun of me, but he's kissing my ass pretty good because he's got a little woodworking to do for the kiddies this weekend.
Oh, boy. Now, do you do the actual whittling?
No,
they want to do
that's
it.
What I'm going to be doing.
You're like teaching Drew's kids like a mini workshop?
Yeah. Let me give you a little slice of how that's going to go. Give me that.
Rogers.
Give me that pine wood. Okay, grab me a beer, kitty. I go in there and watch TV. Let me get this on the bandsaw.
Yeah, Jordan wants to make a train out of one of them.
Really?
Train.
See, there's a show right there. I don't know about the show you got going on with your buddy over there, but that is a show. With a camera looking at what goes on, the dark side, what goes on. You crying with a beer alone at the basketball court, calling Drew and Drew's screaming and the kids are crying. There's the show.
Yeah, and then we all hold each other.
Yes!
Yeah,
build a sweat lodge.
I did build a sweat lodge.
Oh,
Shannon?
Uh-huh.
All right, so you're 20,
mm-hmm.
and you have painful sex. You just lost your virginity 6 months ago.
With the guy who you're no longer with?
Still with the guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to float a theory here, everyone.
All right.
The reason she waited a long time to lose her virginity, I know she said she was with a prude guy, but I think she's a little tight, and I think she's tightening up a little with this guy and making things uncomfortable for herself.
It could be.
Wait, what was the word?
Vaginismus.
Vaginismus?
The vaginal pelvic muscle.
It's also a Jewish holiday.
Is that happening? That usually gets pain with penetration, though. Is that part of the deal, Shannon?
After, the first couple of times, it totally didn't hurt at all until recently.
I understand. But do you think that it's the muscular spasm is part of it? Is the pain worse at penetration?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
A little.
Did he put any weight on his penis?
It also could be an infection, right? You stopped using a condom.
Yeah, but I just went to the gynecologist, 2 weeks ago.
Did you tell them about the pain?
No, but he didn't find anything wrong.
Yeah, but you didn't tell him.
That's the second girl that went to the gynecologist and didn't tell them about the problem she was having.
Yeah, in order to sort of
that's too private.
It affects the way we examine people if we have symptoms to sort of investigate. Okay.
Can this kind of thing be psychosomatic?
Oh, yeah, that's what Adam's building.
Now we're getting somewhere.
What about the goop? Can she use the goop?
I beg your pardon.
But what about the KY, the goopy, all that?
I don't think this is a dryness issue. This is a muscle spasm issue.
Shannon?
Okay.
Yeah.
What do we need to know about you and your vagina? I need to name my next show. You and your vagina.
That's a very broad question. What do you
mean? Well,
did somebody attack it at one time?
Yeah, what bad happened to it?
Oh, nothing. Nobody attacked me or anything. I was... I think it might have more to do with how he's been acting around me.
Which is what?
I don't know. I just have this weird feeling that he's just sticking around for the sex now.
Well, you know what? Your body will not lie. Women's bodies do not lie. They tell you something. And if the intimacy is having problems, if he's not involved the way you need him to be. If your feelings are sort of diminishing about the guy, your hinterparts will let you know.
Hey, Shannon,
mm-hmm.
No abuse, no physical abuse?
No.
Before this, what about Dad? Good guy?
I love him.
You love him?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't love him too much. How about Mom? What's up with the Mom?
I have the world's greatest mom.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
That's always trouble.
DFI's the parents.
Eating disorder?
No.
No?
No.
World's greatest mom?
Yep.
All right.
All right.
All right, but I think your body's telling you something about the guy in the relationship. Just listen to your body.
All right. We will hop on to our next call and speak to Joe's 26. Joe?
Hello.
Hello, Joe.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Nice to meet you, Adam.
Nice to meet you, Joe.
And Dr. Drew, you're in tonight, correct?
Oh, boy.
Thanks, Joe.
Yes.
Everyone's getting in the act. Let's go. What's the question?
All right. My question. Currently, I work married, have a 8-month-old daughter, and it's just a single-family income. I work evenings. Let my wife decide on whether or not she...
Joe, what's your question?
Well, the question is, if I work and if my wife wants to work during the day while I work at night, you know, what can I do to keep the home fires burning if I'm not going to see her 5 days a week? Or should I even attempt to do this? We live comfortably on my income, but...
Well, why does she want to work then?
Because she stays home and takes care of our daughter, and that was her decision, but she wants to, I guess, get out of the house more or less.
Every 5 days a week or just part-time or...
Just part-time.
Part-time.
To do something, yeah.
So why is the part-time... She's not going to be gone all the time. What's wrong with that? You take care of the kid.
Well, you see, you know, she'll get up in the morning and go to work. I'll take care of her daughter. She'll come home from work, and then I'll leave for my job right away.
That's not part-time, is it?
My job's full-time. Hers would have to be part-time.
I know, but the fact that she left in the morning and came home in the evening when you left for your job is not a part-time job on her behalf. That's full-time.
I mean, what's the problem if she wants to work half day? That shouldn't get in the way of your relationship.
Our callers confuse themselves with their own language. That's the funny part.
If she wants to work...
If she's working part-time, she'll get up and leave in the morning and come home at noon or 1, and you'll have some quality afternoon delight time.
Or she'll work the full day a couple days a week.
Right.
Well, no, she would leave 5 days a week.
That's not part-time.
Okay. I understand. Well, anyways, if I don't see her 5 days a week...
Right.
Is that a good idea if we're comfortable now, or...
Well, you know, there's some actually, Joseph, obviously not, but there's actually some interesting data out there that apparently because of the child care cost and the added demands of taxes and extra fuel and car and phone, that most couples, when both work, actually are less financially well off than if just one does.
Right.
It sounds like she's itching to get out of the house sometimes.
She should get out and do something she wants to do, but maybe not think of it in terms of a full-time commitment.
Yeah.
And he's, first off, I think you can take a 2-year relationship and stretch it out into a 15-year relationship if you never see each other. That's my angle, by the way. So
that's good for all
this
marriages.
This ain't going to hurt the relationship. This is going to help it.
Yeah, he's recommending something to you.
You know what I mean? It's like you got a good friend, and then you become roommates, and it lasts for 4 months, and you're tearing each other's throats out.
No, I'm not with you on this at all.
You're not?
Face me or all even right, address me.
I thought you'd be down.
Time together.
Because we're dear friends.
See, I think the guy does not want her gone. I think he feels I'm earning the money, I'm working nights, which is tough, I want you there.
Yeah.
Yes. And here's what I feel is happening, too. Joe is not the world's best listener, and he does not have good instincts when it comes to the ways of ladies.
Yeah.
And she's telling him something.
Yes.
She's trying to send him a message, which is, I'm unhappy.
Yeah.
And he's distilling it all down to the job.
Yeah.
And she's, for her, it's an umbrella that's going over the whole relationship.
He's also building a case. Well, I called Loveline. They said it wouldn't be good for our relationship.
Right.
You're not happy.
Right.
You're going to make it work.
Joe, listen to your wife. She's dissatisfied in some way, probably more than just the work issue, and you need to listen to it before it blows up into something bigger. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. My dear friend, Kathy Griffin is here tonight. She is the star of her own show, which is on MTV. Kathy's so-called reality, 10 o'clock, and really all times on MTV. And hopefully to be seen on Talk Soup soon.
Keep your fingers crossed.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Oh, yeah. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
And now, for Sex World, the singing D batteries.
Sex World's great, open late. If you've got one, bring a date. Blow up tall. That's not all. At Sex World, you will have a ball. Different sizes, find a friend. This one's cordless, just pretend. At Sex World, you can find it all. Sex World's grand,
can stand. Choose from live girls or recorded. They're the best in all the land. Need some leather, need some lace, need a mask to hide your face. Sex World's got it, don't you worry. Even handcuffs that are furry. Sex World's here, oh no, not there. Check your palms, they're growing hair. Ecstasy is very near, from our front to rear. Take a drive to True Temptation. Here you go, it's our location.
Sex World, 241 2nd Avenue, Northern Warehouse District. And shop online at sexworld.com.
Sex World.
At Spence Diamonds, you'll use microscopes, proportion analyzers, and other tools of the diamond trade. These instruments measure the cut, color, and clarity of your diamond. I'm Doug Spence, and at Spence Diamonds, we use this equipment to show you how to compare diamonds. Because without the proper tools, you can't make a rational decision about which diamond to buy or where to buy it. At Spence Diamonds, you'll see how well cut your diamond is by using a proportion scope. You'll see the color of your diamond using a diamond light and its clarity by using a microscope. At Spence Diamonds, we know we offer the best diamond value, and you'll know that too once you see just how easy it is to understand diamonds. If you're shopping for an engagement ring or an anniversary diamond, check us out at SpenceDiamonds.com, then drop by one of our stores in Roseville or Bloomington and let our tools of the trade take the guesswork out of your decision.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destinations, Spence Diamonds, in Roseville on County V2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale just south of 494. Shop Tuesday through Saturday till 6, Monday and Thursday till 8.
Ah, the professional basketball bench.
Welcome.
At one end, players who hoist their names to the rafters atop million-dollar shoe contracts.
True.
The other, reserved for the less flashy, the less photographed, the less tall.
Hey.
Should you find yourself at this league minimum end of the bench, Millage Your New and Draft encourages you to see this as a genuine opportunity. Look around. You've got the best seat in the stadium.
This is the life.
All you got to do is twirl a towel around your head during close games.
Hence the goggles.
Best of all, you don't have to waste time showering.
No, I'm good.
Which means you can partake in MGDs long before your autograph-hounded teammates. So kick your feet up. Send your agent out for hot dogs.
Make him do something.
Don't worry. Coach won't notice. He's too busy with the sweaty end of the bench.
Hey, where's that pretzel guy?
Miller Genuine Draft.
Yeah! Yeah!
Never miss a genuine opportunity.
Oh! No!
Please, think when you drink. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. For up-to-date regional ski and snow conditions, call the Zone 105 info line at 676-8250 or check out our website at zone105.com. Brought to you by Vaseline Intensive Care Lotion and DuPont Thermalite. Join Shelly Miller for Girl Party at Grumpy's every Sunday from 7 to 9. Meet psychic Ruth Lorden, drink Cosmos, win cool prizes, and watch episodes of Sex in the City, Girl Party, Grumpy's on Washington. Call 612-340-9738 for more info. Where can you build a career with benefits while working flexible hours? Log on to mcminnesota.com to find out. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for updates.
When we say new music first, we mean it.
The Dave Matthews Band, I Did It. The Dandy Warhol, Bohemian Like You. Crazy Town, Butterfly. Radiohead, Optimistic.
You heard it here first on Alternative Radio, Zone 105.
We're smack in the middle of the zone. 105.
KZNR, Lakeville, 105.1. KZNC, Cambridge, 105.3. KZNC, Eden Prairie, Alternative Radio, Zone 105.
Nick Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's me, Dr. Drew, over there, everybody. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kathy Griffin is our guest tonight. You can find her on MTV Sunday nights at 10 and just about all nights at all times on MTV. Kathy's so-called life is reality. It was another show. My tongue got
I'm not coming of
direction.
Age in this show at all. I'm just dishing the reality show.
That's right. And you do Temptation Island.
Survivor.
Big Brother. Big Brother.
No. I believe you. I did
just
Big
the good
Brother.
Ones.
Okay.
Love you, old Big Brother.
Oh,
they're coming back.
That is unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
I did find it compelling. I thought it was so bad, and the people
women
were so boring
it,
and stupid that I had to tune in to go, what are they going to do now?
Women Well, I would talk to them and they go, oh, it's just, there's so much going on in the house. And Mel would go,
what? Talk about, we were talking about narcissism. They, Big Brother, it amazed me how they really, they sat around endlessly talking about themselves. They not one person ever said, it's driving me crazy that I don't have a newspaper. It is killing me that I don't know what's going on in the world.
They may have been saying that. You just didn't get to see that.
Well, it was on the webcast, you know.
Yeah. Well, you were sitting there watching it.
But, there's a lot of sitting around on the couch going like this. What you don't know about me, because you don't know me that well yet, is I'm a really honest person. So I'm the type of person that has to be honest and real. And they would just all say that, reiterate that all the time. Yeah. No one would say, who'd you vote for?
I know.
You know, right. What's your favorite book? Let's break down our 10 favorite books and discuss them. Oh, no, it was, you know what I hate? I hate boys that are gross. Me too. Don't you hate that?
Yeah, don't fart so much.
I will bet you that 70% of the people in that house thought the Unabomber was still at large when they went in the house.
The scary thing is 90% of the people in that house thought that they were all going to be as famous as, you know, Richard Hatch or the survivors. That right. was always a little sad. When they would be sitting around going, I don't know if I should do Playboy or not. And you're going, Playboy's not going to call.
Right. Yeah. You may get a call from Screw or Swank.
Maybe Jugs.
Big Black Jugs.
Do they have a Big Black Jugs now? Jugs empire has spread out.
I was a subscription to Black Tail was gotten for me for Christmas. So there was at least Black Tail.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. Black Tail in there.
Delivers?
Not one of those ambiguous titles. It delivers. Wow. It's if you're into Black Tail, Black Tail is your magazine. All right. Oh, okay, Drew. I'm here. Let's talk to Jim, who's 28. Jim?
Yes.
What's up?
Kathy, I caught a piece of your show the other night, and mm-hmm. I think you're very witty, and you're really good.
Thank you.
But I disagree with the comment you made about, like, the kind of gayish guy that was doing a fake throw-up when the girl was trying to eat the worm.
Mean gay Jeff from Survivor?
Yeah, okay, mean gay. That makes a little sense. You said that you admired and started to love him a little bit for that.
It was really, sometimes I have to love evil. It was, because this Survivor, they're so mean. On the first Survivor, they at least tried to be friends for the first, like, you know, half a month or whatever. On this one, they're just vicious out the gate.
But and it's such a big deal about winning the challenges. So if I was the Army guy, I would have knew that that ended my day. I would have went over and beat gay Jeff Ass.
One suing or something? What's all that?
Oh, well, that's from the old one. Well, first of all, the challenge he's talking about is they had to eat, like, these disgusting things. You know, like, eat a bug type of thing. So while one team member was trying to eat the bug and looked like she might heave, a guy on the other team looked at her and started dry heaving. Which just cracked me.
I think
that's
my son does that. My daughter throws up.
That's a strategy.
No, he wasn't really throwing it. He wasn't doing sympathy puke. He was trying to mess with her.
Right, and it worked. And they won
the And I'm just saying, I'm not saying, I wouldn't think it was funny if it was me that someone was doing that
exactly.
to. I'm just saying, I'm sorry, it made me laugh.
He was doing what Bill Paxton was doing to Anthony Michael Hall in Weird Science when he came home. You never saw this movie, but maybe can't again. When he came home loaded after drinking at the at the blues bar.
I'm laughing already.
And started to talk about putting that big greasy cigarette in that ashtray and simulating the heave. That's a guy maneuver. It's not a gay guy maneuver, but it's a guy maneuver.
Right.
I didn't think
it was inherently gay.
It was just wrong.
Yeah, it was wrong.
But Adam, I got a how dare you for you.
Yes.
How dare you watch that Temptation Island when a very good West Wing is on against it?
Replay TV. I see them both.
I'm sorry?
Replay TV. TiVo, I see them both.
TiVo.
Okay, you. Now, what's Adam's excuse?
He has a TiVo.
Yeah, it's not hooked up. It's hooked up at the party house, so you'll be glad to know. I don't
very telling.
I don't watch West Wing. I don't watch any dramas, really.
Oh, I love the West Wing.
I know it's a good show.
I love the music. I like when the music swells and the flag goes by. Oh, yeah. I'm in a puddle of my own tears.
It's
my version of your party house.
Is that Rob Lowe in there?
Yeah, Rob Lowe was standing.
Yeah, I never watch it. Benji?
Oh, yeah?
You're 21. What's up?
Well, first I just want to say hi to my friends.
Benji, what's your question?
All right, listen. Hey, you're not getting a Golden Globe. You're on the radio.
Do you want to give a what up to Brooklyn?
Huh?
What's up, Benji?
Oh, God.
Okay,
I don't know if I believe what you're
saying. Oh, boy. I've been riding my bike. You know, I do, like, BMX jumps and stuff.
Right.
So one time, I went off like this really high jump. I was like paid $10 to do it or something.
All right, as long as you're well compensated.
So, I land, and then I really, really hurt my balls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I go home, and I like look at them. They're all like swollen and stuff.
Wouldn't that be the time to go to the emergency room?
Well, that's what you told Jeb.
Yeah, see, I don't believe him because...
Who's Jeb?
I don't know, but it's some bogus nonsense.
Jeb you in your ass or something. Here's the reason. Here's the reason why this is a bogus call. It struck me when he said, "So I hit my nuts."
Yeah.
So then I went home and I looked at them.
Yeah.
Right. And like, also because someone gave me $10 or something.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
You'd know the figure.
Listen, all you jackoffs who call this show and do your bogus calls. I don't mind bogus calls. Just put some effort into it, please. You know what I mean? Don't be confused when we call on you.
How many more bruised balls do you have to hear about before they're real?
Rose?
Yes.
You're 21. What's up?
Yeah. My father actually molested my half-sister since she was, I'd say, about 4 until she was 22.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it wasn't his daughter.
No, that was my half-sister.
No. Okay. 4 to 22.
Yeah.
That's a run.
Now, this is your biological father.
My biological father, yes.
And it was, and mother.
And mother, yes. Yeah.
And how did he treat you?
Very good. Never done anything.
Interesting.
Never touched me.
And when did you find out about this?
I was 18, I do believe, 17 is my senior year, and my sister told me. And she didn't tell my parents for a while. Actually, she moved away.
What do you mean she told your mom?
My mom, sorry. And she moved away, actually, to the Netherlands, you know. I think she was running from it all. Mm-hmm. And she told my mother over the computer. And it all came out, and I was the only one home to deal with it and everything. But my question basically is through therapy, can he change? Can he change as a person? Or should I fear when I have kids to take
him
over there?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Be very afraid. But he can be contained, and he can change, but he's a risky person.
That's rare, though, right?
They have to want to change a lot, and they have to be highly supervised. But
all those therapies are very experimental, are they not? I've heard about these like molester rehab places, basically, where they like show you images and they shock you and stuff like that, right?
It depends on what this. I mean, maybe he's a sex addict. Maybe there's other addictions involved, and those things can be treated. I mean, there's things that can be treated here.
Yeah, he was molested as a child.
Oh boy!
That's
sort of what puts him in that category.
Right.
Yeah. I would not. Why have kids? Why put kids at risk? Why would you want kids around that?
But also, wouldn't you say that even her half sister's kids might be at risk?
All kids. Listen, he ought to not be.
No. What I mean is, my fear is that as a molestation victim, she's going to find a guy who possibly has some sort of sexual pathology.
Absolutely will.
Yeah.
Well, she's married now, and actually, she's married to a great guy.
And guess what? He's suspect.
Yeah.
Because he's married to her.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Do they have kids?
No, they don't. Okay. She don't want kids.
All right. Well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that. And your father, is he in therapy now?
Yes, actually he is.
In the penitentiary?
How old is he?
He is 50.
And did he do any time? Was he punished?
No, she didn't press any charges against him or anything.
Oh, I see. And what about your mom or his mom?
They're still married.
Yeah, they stayed together.
That's bad news.
Was
the mom knows when she stayed with him?
My mom knows, yes.
Was your mom molested?
Not that I'm aware of, not that she shared with me.
And that's her daughter, right?
Yes, her daughter.
And
she's with the guy. What a betrayal.
She must have known something was going on for the 18 years.
Yeah. Well, my sister actually, when she was, I would say about 13, 14, she did come out. She ran away, and she, when she came back, she told my parents. And she says my mom told her, you know, to say that was all a lie. I don't know. I was there, but I was too young to even realize.
And she came back at 14, and this continued for another 8 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so your mom is very suspect here.
No, she's disturbed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom has a lot of culpability here.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
Can you change your name?
But on the other hand, I don't want her to do that thing. Sometimes it seems like molestation victims, they almost are so afraid to admit the dad did anything wrong that they almost deify the dad. I don't want this girl to shift to blame everything on mom.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, let's not forget who...
Well, she's not the molestation victim, though.
No, but what I'm saying is she's... I wonder why she... I wouldn't even have a relationship with the person, with the dad,
yeah.
You know?
Well, she doesn't. The sister doesn't. She moved to the Netherlands.
But this sister knows. Like, what's it like when she goes over for Christmas dinner and she has all this information about 18 years of molestation? I'm just saying, yes, the mother is absolutely culpable, but let's not go, ooh, it's easier to blame mom, because then I never really have to deal with dad.
There's got
to
be a lot of
you got to blame them both.
Undealt with feelings there.
Dad deserves to be executed. Mom deserves to be, you know,
tortured.
Hobbled.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. And I'm sorry this had to happen to you, Rose, and I would not bring the kids over there, even if it's just for punishment.
I think the hardest...
You know what I mean? You know, actions have consequences.
I think the hardest thing for Rose, though, to really get into this. I mean, she lived a sort of fantasy, a lie her whole life. And it's so easy to first slip into that denial. Well, things are just the way they've always been. They're okay. Right. Dad's in therapy.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Well, it only went on 18 years, so maybe.
Yeah. I also am suspicious that the dad only molested the sister. I wonder if
often there's a picked child.
I see. So you don't think there was a cousin that maybe fell victim or a
friend? Oh, really? There could have been others along the way.
It's usually one. For Drew, it's Jordan, I think. Is that your
favorite? Adam. You know what? Maybe that flies at the party house, but not here.
Sorry,
hey, man. You leave that for the basketball court.
The potty mouth flies at the party house?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nicole?
Hi.
You're 15. What's going on?
What's up? I saw you in the WB Morning News on Monday.
Oh, on Monday. Oh, in New York. Yeah. Yeah. That was fun. That's a great little show.
Basically, I cut myself, and I stopped doing it, like, a couple weeks ago because my friend found out. And, like, then I pierced my eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've been, like, kind of pulling my hair out, like, in the back. Like,
so it's all kind of a self-mutilation compulsion, right?
Yeah.
And you got to talk to somebody about this, because you could inadvertently hurt yourself, right?
Yeah. What? I told my shrink, and I don't know, she's more crazy than I am.
Well, did she want to put you on some medication? That may be my life, but...
No, okay. She said, like, she's like, oh, why do you think you're doing this and all this? I don't know, and then, what do you call it? Before her, I was on bus bar for anxiety attacks.
Yeah.
And she said I was too young to be having them, and she took me off of them.
So she's able to...
And that
caretaker is able to prescribe medication to you?
What?
She's able to prescribe medication?
Yeah, but she took me off of them.
Let me just clarify. She didn't just tell you to stop. She can either start or stop.
Yeah.
Medication.
She's a psychiatrist.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right.
She needs to get you on some medicine. Really, honestly. There's very good medicine for this kind of behavior.
What about finding a new one?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do now.
Yeah, okay. That'd be good.
I told my mother, and she took me off. She got me away from her, and now she didn't get me another shrink.
The hair pulling is called trichotillomania, and that's a compulsive behavior. It can sometimes be just isolated, but usually it's in going on with other stuff. In your case, the cutting is the more serious manifestation of these self-mutilatory
compulsions. I have that, but just with ass hair.
Now, what is that drug? I've never heard of that drug. What is that drug do?
I'm going to get the TV remote out of it.
Anxiety attack?
Is that an MAO inhibitor?
No. It's a very mild medication. It's a think of 5-HT2A postsynaptic. You know,
And did that behavior stop when you were on that medicine?
Yeah.
No, it was a panic stop on the bus bar.
Yeah, not the cutting.
Well, then what's going to help her with the mutilation?
It's remains to be seen. It depends what other else things are going on here. She may need some antipsychotic medication, agitation.
And my mom knows I do it, and she doesn't even care.
They're good medicines. Well, actually, Prozac is very good for trichotillomania. Very good.
Hey, Nicole?
But she also thinks she has a mom who doesn't care.
I know.
Yeah. She doesn't care.
Well, listen, were you abused?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that your mom does care because she wants you in therapy, and she's trying to get involved with that, but I'm sure you're angry at her.
My mom is a pothead who never cared about me. My father is an alcoholic cokehead. And for 9 years, my mother broke up with my father when I was 3 years old, and she was dating a crackhead.
Nicole, why don't you check out some Al-Anon, Nicole?
Al-Anon? Yeah, that'd be good.
Maybe Al-Anon would help you sort of get some support for having to deal with all these addicts in your life, and then also get a psychiatrist that you feel connected to, and see if you can get some pharmacotherapy, some medication going that'll help with these behaviors. Because these are dangerous behaviors.
And she's mad at her folks, too. And good.
Right. Yeah.
Listen, that's very healthy.
Yeah.
I've said it a million times. My dad missed a couple of Pop Warner football games. He's still on my S list. I'm not letting him off that. That's fine. I mean, your mom molested, stepdad molested you, your mom was smoking crack. Fine. Be angry at him. Seems like mom is sobered up and trying to get her some help, though. and is trying to make amends.
She's pissed.
She's right.
Who knows? Maybe it was a teacher that took her side, though, and said you need help. I mean, we don't know the
mom. But sometimes forgiveness helps, you know, the resentment will heat you up.
Susan?
Yes, hi.
You're 23?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Okay, I met a guy who was really nice. I'm thinking, wow, this is like all the criteria for a good guy. And we're in the bedroom one night, and he says, can I be your baby?
Great.
What do you mean? So then he wants to be literally my baby, from breastfeeding to pulling out a diaper out of his closet and wearing it, and then later, a few days later, going to the bathroom in the diaper, having me change him with the baby powder.
If Kathy had a quarter for every guy I pulled that.
Honey, I got a count at Huggies.
Wait, there's more.
Oh.
Of course, you got to have a bottle, right? So.
Sure.
But I really like
it. Well, he was doing the breastfeeding.
Well, yeah, what's not to like?
But I don't like...
He's a keeper.
I'm afraid of what the outcome's going to be on the relationship if this ends up to be a serious long-term relationship.
Yeah, you'll get married to him, and then you'll be a single mother of one. How old's your baby? He said 28.
Early 30s. I'm
trying to get him on the toilet.
Early 30s, nice.
Hey,
he said that he really likes this as a comfort thing. He's never introduced it to anybody before except one time as a role-playing kind of thing, not
right.
sexual.
Where do you find the pictures?
Yeah, I know.
These things don't exist in a vacuum.
That is exactly what I was thinking, and it's too bad they don't. But here's the deal, and everyone, this is exactly how you should think. It's like the person's a great guy. He's smart. He's funny. He's witty. He killed a guy. But he's great, you know? But you see, that one thing, that's a deal breaker. That trumps all the other good qualities.
Because the other ones aren't real.
Right. Those are a facade so that he can unveil the real quality, which is Baby Huey.
Yeah.
A guy in his 30s really should be called Baby Huey. He's goddamn lucky I don't work with this guy because it would be relentless once I found out about this.
Imagine.
Roundly abused.
Oh, my God.
Paging Huey. Man. Huey, come to the phone. So you need to hold this against him. It doesn't mean you have to break up immediately. Although she can talk to him and go, listen, this
Goo-goo.
Weird... This
Gaga.
This weirds me out. And...
yeah, the sex is going to be really hot.
Yeah, I know.
With a little poo.
I know. You're never going to be able to talk them out of this. Yeah. All right.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to...
No. So deal breaker?
Just be more realistic about who this guy is. Start looking around. Start fishing around.
Let me ask her something. Susan?
Okay.
What's up with you that you're caught up with this guy?
I just finally met someone who had his act together and then just surprised.
What's up with you?
Yeah, what does that mean finally? What's been happening in the past?
I need a guy that I'm not 100% crazy with and I stay with him.
Yeah.
And, I'm kind of not liking him, but then we'll end up for a couple months to a year or whatever.
She's got a high ceiling of tolerance.
No, why? A low esteem. Why do you accept these guys you're not even into?
I think I do need companionship. That's my deal.
Why do you still feel so crappy about yourself that you would accept guys for a long period of time that you're not really interested in?
Well, I'm successful in my career and things like that, and I'm proud of myself and I'm happy, da 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 da. But, I don't know. I can't identify why I would have low self-esteem.
Well, we're not buying all that. Yeah, something's up.
Okay,
the career and stuff is not compensating. It's not feeding you properly, not helping you feel better about yourself, even though you think it should. It isn't.
Okay.
Well, if you're that out of touch with your feelings that I can't suggest things, then you can tell me whether it is or it isn't. That's already saying something right there. But I suspect.
I think we all have issues that stem back to our childhood, and I could say, well, yeah, my father was an addict at one point, and we don't have a relationship now, so we can link.
Hey, guess what, Susan? Most people don't have that.
Right.
They don't have that. And when you do have that, it comes out in your relationships, and that's what we're talking about here. You got to deal with that. You got to deal with those issues. Most people don't have that. And you'd be in massive denial if you tell yourself, oh, that's just the way life is. It's not the way. That's pathology.
Jamie?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I hear people night after night say, listen, what family doesn't have its problems? And that's true.
A heroin addict.
Problems. Hogging the remote.
Yeah.
On TV night. That's a problem. You know, taking dad's car out and denting up the fender. Those are problems. And even some more substantial problems, but not molestation, physical abuse, substance abuse. These are real problems that have real long-lasting effects. Jamie?
Yes.
You're 18. What's up?
Okay, this is a kind of complicated situation. Like, my parents don't really get along. Like, they're fighting all the time, and my mom always comes to me and tells me how miserable she is and this and that. But she's just really scared of my dad. Like, seriously scared, like, that he'll flip out and, like, try to kill her.
If she tries to leave?
Right. So, the other night, my mom, like, they're both imports, my parents. They're, like, off the boat.
From where?
So, that doesn't matter.
Well, it kind of does.
Okay,
if it's from Italy, it kind of matters. Why is it an issue if they're from France?
Here's why it matters, Jamie. Because we want to know, you goofball.
Okay, my dad is from Eastern Europe, and my mom is from Mexico.
Uh-huh. Very volatile combination.
Okay.
It's like a nitroglycerin and an M80 being packed together in the same crate, same pinata.
That's right. So they don't really know how to use the computer very well or something. So my mom was trying to write an email to somebody. And I guess she didn't send it correctly or something. So when I went on the computer, the email was still there. And it said that it was to a man. And it, in very simple terms, it was very obvious that she was sleeping with this guy.
Oh, really?
And I don't know what to do. I don't know if, because in a way, I can understand. Like, you know, she's freaked out to leave my dad, because my dad seriously is a nut job. But
yeah. Hey, Jamie, here's my plan for you.
Okay.
Why don't you get out of there?
I'm 18 years old.
Go to college. Go away to college.
I am. Right. I am. Next year, I am going away to college.
Where
I'm
are you going?
Right now.
Where are you going?
DePaul University.
DePaul?
Yes. DePaul in Chicago?
DePaul.
Yeah.
So you're going to move out of home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it DuPaul? I thought it was DePaul.
DePaul. So,
I'm from Chicago. I know that accent.
Oh.
Okay. You're going to DePaul, and that's good. And until then, you have to worry about your dad not killing you and your mom.
Right. But right. I don't know if I should approach my mom or let it be.
I think it's already kind of inappropriate the way your mom has parentalized you. I mean, you are an adult. You may be comfortable with this stuff now, but it's, you know, that's their stuff. I don't know. I don't know.
Does your dad hit your mom?
Not really. I mean, he's hit her like twice before.
Well, how's that not really, my dear?
Hold on, I'm gonna faint.
I'm saying, like, this is a long time ago, like a long time ago.
Right, but he's
guys hit girls just usually once or twice and then stop, right, Drew?
Yeah, of course, always.
Sure.
No, it escalates, Jamie. But, Jamie, why don't you help your mom get some help? Just encourage her to get a caretaker, mental health professional, somebody in her life that can appropriately help her so she's not dumping all that on you.
Yeah, I want the mom to not make the daughter a girlfriend. The mom should be a mom.
Or the daughter into a mom.
Right, right.
All right. Does your dad have a funny novelty type accent that he yells at your mom with?
Yeah.
You beach.
Funny. Yeah, he actually it's worse than that.
You're cooking socks. It's socks, Big C.
Yeah, he's an a-hole.
What's he do for a living, just to make it extra funny?
Construction.
Oh,
Adam,
great.
Those are your people.
I know. They're
the
all,
most enlightened
they're
group
all
of men in the world.
The worst guys in the world. You know the funny thing about your dad?
He's not a tile guy.
When he's on the construction site, he doesn't call you Jamie. You know, and he goes, the kid is home with his mother. They're making a mess, I'm sure.
Jamie, what's the funny thing?
You know what's the funny thing about all this is that now every single person that I know who's listening to this knows this is me.
I know. That's why she didn't want to say the parents' background and where she's going. You guys are pressing.
All right.
Everyone knows.
Jamie, I think I know who you are, and I haven't been to Chicago in a few years.
All right, so, Jamie,
yes.
Listen, I would, because your dad's potentially volatile, try to keep the peace until you could get off to DuPaul.
Yeah.
And
you help your mom
with your life.
Get some help.
But are you going to live? You're going to live in the school, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not going to drive home every night or every weekend?
I'll probably come home like every other weekend or something.
You got to get a life of your own.
Okay? Yeah, well, come home and Thanksgiving.
Let your mom come visit you.
Is your dad a boozer?
He drinks, yeah.
Yeah, he has to. All right. See, maybe he wants to get some help with that.
That might be the trick.
He's got a hard head. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah, he's going to go to an AA meeting, I'm sure.
All right, hey, Jamie, just promise you won't hate all men forever.
Yeah.
No, I love men.
All right, well, don't love them too much either.
Yeah, don't love too much. Don't love the abuse of alcoholic men.
That's right. All right, we will take ourselves a little break. My dear friend Kathy Griffin is here tonight. We will be back with Jamie after this.
Oh, yeah, everybody now.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Musicians, unless you're loaded with endorsements, listen up. We went behind closed doors to negotiate with top names like Fender, Roland, Yamaha, DW, and more. Now we're putting the power in your hands with an all-access pass to savings. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's Guitar Center's all-access 72-hour marathon. We've got insider deals on Fender, PRS, Martin, Taylor, Jackson. Top-selling acoustics from Yamaha, Ibanez, and Takamine. Your choice, just $149. Korg Super Hot Rack Mount Brightons at the lowest price ever, now just $15.99. All access means hundreds of deals. And coming today for a chance to win a private screening for you and 50 friends to the new IMAX movie, All Access. Drummers, get a pearl bass drum pedal or a heavy-duty pearl cymbal stand. Your choice, $39. That's 60% off. And get this, save 87% on 100 CDK CDRs. Now less than 40 cents each after rebate. Don't miss Guitar Center's all-access 72-hour marathon. For all your musical needs and to find the Guitar Center nearest you, visit musician.com.
I am your dream job and you can't catch me. I have a huge salary and a great 401k plan. I'm everything you want, but you can't catch me.
Catch more jobs in the Star Tribune Employment Classifieds every day of the week.
Ow, that hurt.
A great career opportunity could be buzzing right around the corner. And right now, you can enter to win one of 20 one-year membership packages to Lifetime Fitness Centers.
Wow!
Just look for contest entry blanks in the Star Tribune Employment Classifieds between January 7th and February 10th, or enter online at startribune.com/workavenue.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents of Minnesota and Wisconsin, 18 years of age or older. Void where prohibited. Go online to startribune.com/workavenue for complete contest rules.
Star Tribune, it's where you live.
Let's jet set.
Wouldn't it be incredible to go on vacation and throw one of those old school late 60s hotel room love-ins? You could go to Priceline.com, get a low-cost luxury hotel room, and then your friends, celebrities, and Eastern mystics could fly in and chant and sing and order room service for world peace. And when the international press showed up and asked if you were trying to save the ozone or the rainforest, you'd say, off the record, we were just trying to save some money.
Name your own price and save. Priceline.com.
You know what it's like when you first see someone and your heart races and you wonder, do I make the first move? Play it like I don't see her. Will her through telepathy to come my way? Well, here's a move that's sure to work. Papa Sturt's Powerful Mint. Frosty Mint taste for clean, fresh breath. Sturt's little drop of resin can give you a big hit of confidence. Now get out there. Go ahead. Be Sturt with Sturt.
When we say new music first, we mean it.
Sunny Sonic Chemistry.
All about chemistry.
Train, Drops of Jupiter.
Tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it through the Milky Way to see the lights all faded?
PJ Harvey, Good Fortune.
Heard it here first on Alternative Radio, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the phone number. My dear, dear friend Kathy Griffin is here, and I'll tell you, see, between Kathy, myself, and Drew, I think we have almost all bases covered from a conversational standpoint.
Really?
It'll be a great show. The three of us get beaked up on speed, and we just let all cameras roll. Kathy's, like, tearing through an Inquirer. Drew has a JAMA on his lap. I'm going on a rant about porn
and woodworking.
Why I need a guy's, you know, the grip's name in the credit if his name is Pat McGroin. And we just go a mile a minute.
I'm in.
We do a 90-minute show in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
We wouldn't interact in any way.
No.
No. Do nothing.
We all have essentially stalls, like in a men's room, with dividers in it.
And we just talk at each other.
No,
really
to
each other.
Straight ahead.
Straight at our own camera.
Fine.
Yeah.
And it never ends.
And eventually, I like pound on Drew's stall door if I think he's getting a little preachy.
Yeah,
preachy.
No, shut up.
All right. Kathy is here. Kathy's so-called reality is the name of the show, MTV. Sunday nights at 10 o'clock and all over the dial and time over there on MTV because they rerun stuff. And I saw the show tonight, and it was real good in a nice, relaxed, kind of unforced, untrumped-up kind of way. Kathy is at home and in her wheelhouse with this show.
Yeah.
And you're doing what you do well, and that is smart. It really is. And
I am jumping all over this reality thing. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop talking about it.
Right.
I'm taking it to the streets.
Do a show that you're interested in doing.
Yes.
That means something to you, that you have an opinion about. There's so many shows out there where some guy, not the guy who's hosting the show, but a different guy dreams up some reality for some concept, far-fetched, then goes, gets a host, and shoves him with some other guy he never met, probably a girl, and it's a guy and a girl, and neither one of them like each other, and then force them to talk about things they don't give a rat's ass about.
Right.
And then wonder why there's
Are
no passion in the show.
Are you talking about Kelly Ripa?
Who is that?
The new Regis and Kelly.
Oh, I have not seen her
yet. They have a new Kathy Lee, and she's already on a soap opera. Uh-huh. She's 31 and pregnant.
Oof.
That's what they ended up with. Regis and Kelly Ripa. Oh,
there you go.
Perfect.
And she seems busy.
All right. There's a little jealousy there.
All right, fine.
Jeremy?
Hey.
You're 19. What's up?
First, I want to say hi to Drew. Glad he's back.
Yeah. Enjoy it while you can, brother.
Yeah. And, I have a question about my friend. He's been snorting a lot of lithium lately, and I want to know, like, what it is, if you heard of it. I know it's a drug for mania. But
yeah, for manic depression. Lithium carbonate is probably what he has. And
where do you get that?
Well,
from some drug dealer. I don't know. He does more drugs than anything now. He just started.
You know, I bet you he is just doing the lithium to deal with the side effects of the other drugs he's doing, that they're probably giving him agitation and, God knows, mood instability. And so he's sort of treating himself. I've never dealt with anybody who snorts lithium. I don't know. Lithium can harm your kidneys. Lithium is, you know, kind of a drug that needs to be monitored. It can cause kidney failure and many other side effects. So it's something that's of concern. And it doesn't make you high. So it leads me to believe that he's using it for ancillary effects.
He told me it makes him, like, stay up for days at a time, like 3 or 4 days.
You sure you're not talking about
cocaine?
No, you're talking about Ritalin.
No, lithium. It's lithium.
I bet you it's Ritalin.
Is it like a white powder?
Well, they're all white powders, but I almost guarantee it's Ritalin because that's now become a popular thing is to snort Ritalin.
Oh, yeah?
And that's what it does. It keeps you up 3 or 4 days. Lithium does not do that.
Why? Does taking Ritalin in pill form not keep you up as long as sniffing it does?
Ritalin, it's hard to know exactly what they're getting out of snorting it, but it's higher doses. It gives it more speed effect. The Ritalin in the pills is absorbed more slowly.
Why not just snort speed, though?
Probably Ritalin's longer acting, really.
All right, so you
can do speed.
You recommend Ritalin?
No.
Or speed?
God.
You're saying do speed if you don't have the Ritalin. If you have the Ritalin, do the Ritalin, right? Okay, I'm with you, Drew. All right, let's, I know, Drew, you want to talk to someone else, but I want to talk to Ruby over here. Who's 20. Ruby?
Hi.
Did you call last night?
Yes, I did, and you messed up my question.
I know. I'm sorry.
He is big, not his penis.
I understand.
How big is it?
Wait, what?
There's a little confusion.
Okay.
Last night, Ruby called, and I don't read the questions, and I had a... someone filling in for Dr. Drew, or are you filling in for him? I'm confused now. The point is Jay McGraw was filling in for Dr. Drew, and I was picking the questions, but because I'm not such a good reader, and I believe it poisons the mind, by the way, I was just punching calls randomly, and she said, you know, my boyfriend is big, and he's hurting me sexually, and I thought his dork was big, and did about 15 minutes on on
how big yours is
dorks.
And
no
else?
And never got to Ruby's question, which was the fact that he was a big guy.
How big is he?
He's like 6'3", 280 to 300, and I'm 5'1", 115.
Well, he could hurt you.
Yeah.
We haven't had sex, but we want to, and I was wondering how, without me always being on top.
Didn't I tell you?
He holds himself up with his triceps.
I told you doggy last night, though, didn't I?
They can do it missionary.
Just he can't lie there.
He just can't put his middle like weight on her. But he can rest his weight on his elbows and stuff.
Or he can.
Yeah, but what if he has a heart attack and collapses?
How old is he?
He's like 25.
Well, he's probably not going to have a heart attack.
Big guys.
Unless he's soaked up on Ritalin.
San Francisco could be an earthquake.
Yeah, didn't I say wheelbarrow last night, too?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's what.
I don't even know what that is.
Kathy, come here.
Hold on.
Come here, honey.
Ow.
Yeah.
Ouch. More Astroglide. Ouch.
So it is.
Wait a minute, I can't talk.
Just hold still.
I can't even move or talk.
Are you seeing what happened here, Kathy, if you're with him?
I'm sore already from the wheelbarrow.
Thank you.
What is the wheelbarrow?
Oh, you know.
Okay,
You hold
the
legs
up. Yes, that would make sense.
You've seen him do it at the picnic. I mean, with the clothes on. Well, you run on your hands.
But that's
not going to work.
No.
Wait, you push your face in the grass like you're in a picnic contest and run?
Yeah.
That sounds horrible. I can't believe I just did it with you.
I know.
If I could take it back.
Ruby.
Yeah.
So use your imagination. It should be crazy.
It's possible.
And he should.
Of course it is.
Yeah, she's not getting this. You're going to have to be more explicit with her. Are you a virgin?
No.
All right.
Have you only been with tiny men?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
How big's his penis?
I don't know. We haven't had sex.
You never felt it through anything?
No.
And what's he wear? Like a kilt or a loincloth? He doesn't wear pants, does he?
He wears a muumuu. He's big.
I see. All right, listen. You'll work it out with him.
Okay.
I'm not gonna sign you.
Just
a bunch
say
of
ouch.
Positions.
If he's pressing you, say ouch. Get up.
Don't put all your weight on top. That's
okay.
His way
right.
And I just want to say, Dr. G, you're the best. I met you at Live 105's DSD.
Oh, great. Nice to meet you.
And I love you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ruby.
All right, Ruby, good luck.
Take care of yourself. We'll speak. He is dreamy.
Dreamy.
Hello?
Kathy, even though we're dear friends, you're into Drew, right?
Of course I am.
Kathy,
I love him.
I didn't want to bring this up, but I'm devastated that she's getting married.
Oh, we all
are. It's tough. It's tough on the whole male population.
Like, she seems so happy now.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to be a nightmare in 6 months. Cranky and frustrated.
Bloated.
Yeah.
Diana?
Yeah.
You're 25.
Yeah.
What's up?
My father-in-law came over. I thought it was just a family visit. Come and stop in to see me since my husband's out of town.
Oh, no.
And we're just married a year. But he started making moves on me, like touching my butt and talking about porn all night long.
Is your father-in-law Adam Carolla? Yeah.
How old is he?
Like one of your visits.
How old is the father-in-law?
I don't know. He's a senior citizen, I guess.
But is he like the
president? What do you mean? You don't know how old he is?
I don't know. He's like in his late 50s.
Late 50s.
Yeah.
Oof. Maybe early 60s.
Okay. Does he have any medical problems?
Yeah, he's a psycho.
Well, maybe he's an addict or maybe he's with dementia or a stroke.
No. Like, these were the Waltons until today.
Right.
Like, until this happened, they were, like, the best people in the world. I was going to adopt them over my own family.
Right. Whoa. Why do you need it in your own family?
Oh, well, nothing. My family lives, like, further away, and I don't really talk to them much, but...
Why? Why don't you talk to them much?
They're kind of downers, that's all.
Why?
And my husband's really, like, uplifting and...
What? Why are they downers?
Yeah.
Oh, the...
Dad's uplifting your skirt.
Yeah.
I don't know. They always... Like, they ask me for money. I don't know.
They're gypsies?
No. They buy on the hub. They don't really
Okay.
afford it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Listen, there's issues with your family, right?
Small ones. I mean, nothing sexual.
No. It's not all about that on this show. It's about 95% that, but not all that. And how's your dad? Does he ever do anything? Ever beat you or anything?
Abusive, like, kind of, verbally, but not physically.
Drinker.
No, never.
Doesn't drink? No.
Really strict.
Right, because the government injected him with something that if he ever touches booze again, he'll self-destruct.
Do you take medication?
No.
Okay.
Why isn't this making any sense to me?
So no one can just be mean?
It just doesn't fit.
I think he's just mean. Like, I don't know.
Okay, well, when is your husband back? Because he's not in the military, is he? Where is he?
Not in the military.
Where is he? Jail?
No, he's a great guy. He's in Taiwan. He works for a big company.
I see. Sex tour. Translation. Sex tour.
I've been on one of those.
Well, Quickie, you can call him, right?
No, because of the time change, I'm in California.
I mean, you can call him tomorrow.
You got married from...
he's calling me tomorrow, so that's what I need.
Well, you have to tell him. Are you kidding? I haven't whoop his dad's ass.
No, what about waiting till he gets back?
No. Why? Get the husband to call the dad and say, if you do it again, I'll break you like a twig.
I listen. Do not be alone with that man. Do not let him near your house. Call the police if you have to, but I would not dump this on your husband until he gets back, and then you've got to deal with it immediately.
Yeah, and what happened? He tried to feel your ass. You did what?
I just told him it was time to go.
And he left.
Kind of. Like, okay, this is between me and you.
And he wasn't drinking.
He said, okay, this is between you, me and you. So he knew it was screwed up.
Yeah.
Right.
And then when he was leaving, he grabbed my boob.
He wasn't drinking, you said?
No.
Well, you can't blame a guy for trying to cop a quick feel on
really?
The way out.
You can't blame him.
I'll do that. I'll grab a boob if I'm heading to the door. Yeah,
last boob on them before the 101.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Well,
I'm with Drew on this. That I cannot believe this guy was not high or drunk or something.
He wasn't. They're so nice. Like the whole family.
No.
Is this like the only time you've been alone with him? Are they usually other family members around?
Yeah, usually.
See, Diana, for some reason you don't see a big piece of somebody.
Yeah.
You don't see it in your dad, and you don't see it in this guy. And the easiest way to explain that is with somebody on drugs, and you don't see it because you're used to your dad being on Vicodin or something.
Oh, God, no. They're not.
Okay, hey, listen here.
Yes, sir.
Sweet pea, we say, was he drunk? And you say, no, my God, no, he's the greatest guy. The greatest guy grabbed your jug on his way out the door, you retard.
He's not
listen to what
guy.
We're saying
he's not
here.
The greatest guy. You're missing something about him.
Yes, you can say he was stone cold sober, but don't finish it off with he was Grandpa Walton.
Because he's not. He's not.
He's a bad guy, a real bad guy.
And you may have perceived him to be that, but for some reason you don't see him for who he is. And what we're saying is, well, gee, maybe because you grew up in a family with people that you got used to being around, and so you don't see that in other people.
Right. I would suspect that he had something in his system.
I would actually go first for a medical workup, make sure there's a brain tumor or something.
I'm curious about the husband as well.
Yeah. But listen, first, benefit of the doubt, maybe this guy's got a brain tumor. I mean, maybe really this guy's messed up medically.
Really? Maybe he's lucked out.
He had, heart surgery a couple years ago.
Do you think he has a brain tumor? You don't think he's just a molesting perv?
Then I say there's a substance involved. That just all reeks of substance. This whole situation does.
Right.
And then it's just you get another sort of say
hold on
to grab people.
I farted earlier. That could be what you smell.
That could be.
Diana.
Yeah.
And now I'm worried about your husband.
Yeah.
Is he an all right guy?
Oh yeah. No, I swear he's really like the greatest person I've ever met.
Okay,
Walton.
Everybody's great.
Is
the husband gone like most of the year, or is this rare that he's gone for a month?
No, he's gone a lot.
Okay. I can't imagine your husband being the world's greatest guy coming from the world's biggest jackass.
Yeah.
Do you see?
But I've known the family for a long time.
Okay. How long?
7 years.
All right. Well, I'm with Drew on this in that you're going to screw your husband all up over there.
Yeah. Wait till he gets back.
Okay.
I may have a brain tumor. I mean, listen, if she's accurate,
you don't think she should even talk to the mother-in-law and say your husband did this?
No, because it's going to cause hell, because here's what's going to happen. She's going to call her a liar, and then there's going to be trouble.
And the husband's not there to sort of corroborate this. And we know she's got problems with her family. She doesn't.
All right, I have a question. What's your name?
Miss on hold.
All right. Do you at least feel, is your sense that when you tell your husband, he'll be with you 100%?
Not really.
Oh, it sucks!
He brushes over things. He's not like, he's not going to put me down, but he brushes over.
But he's the world's greatest guy.
Exactly. Nothing ever happens to his family.
But he's the world's greatest guy.
He's got to back you up 100%.
It doesn't work both ways, Diana.
He can't be the world's greatest guy and brush over things. And the father can't
critically important. Thing to brush over.
Critically important issue.
There's no brushing over.
The dad cannot be Ozzie Nelson and feel you up.
Grabber.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Let me just say this. I just want to say this is a woman. And I'm going to get on my high horse. You know, it's very easy to joke about things like, you know, guys like to jerk off in the street. You know, every so often you see a guy like that. Or every so often a guy cops a feel or something like that. Well, you know, I'm from a major city. Every so often I've seen that. that stuff, like with that, what her father-in-law did, that's honestly really traumatic. Huh? That's really, really major. And I think if you're a guy, it's easy to kind of go, oh, you know, it's a big deal.
Oh,
but
no.
It's a huge, weird betrayal. This is like a family you've married into. I'm sure it seems out of left field to her.
She's in massive denial.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, it's a big deal. And the husband needs to acknowledge that it's a big deal.
Yes. If he doesn't, then he's also the
world's greatest guy, but he just glosses over things. Doesn't work. We'll take a break.
Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191.
This is
Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Jake Leinenkugel, Leinenkugel Brewing Company, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
One of the best things about running a brewery is that you can meet some pretty interesting people. Like just the other night, I bumped into a fellow most locals try to avoid, Murky Black Stout.
What are you doing there, eh?
The most bitter man in Chippewa. Funny thing is, no one knows why Murky's so bitter, so I asked.
Hey, Jack, it's me upbringing. Not easy going through life with a name like Murky, you know, and me kin. Seems we're always drinking the darkest, blackest beers. But the bitterness catches up to you.
Well, lighten up and try a Liney's Creamy Dark. The 6 barley malts and Cascade hops will satisfy your cravings without filling you up.
Gosh, and be good, and it's so smooth.
Liney's Creamy Dark has a full, drinkable taste that's head and shoulders above other darks.
Boy, I feel a change coming over me. How can I repay you?
Start by not saying gosh and be gorn anymore.
Deliciously dark, surprisingly smooth. Liney's Creamy Dark, the flavor of the North Woods.
Time now for the movie preview. Join Zone 105 this Saturday, February 3rd at the General Cinema Mall of America 14 for a special Zone screening of Valentine. Valentine is a new holiday horror thriller starring Denise Richards. You can also join us Saturday, February 10th at the Mall of America's General Cinema for one of the most anticipated movie sequels in years, Hannibal. Hannibal picks up the story where one of the most celebrated movies of the 90s, Silence of the Lambs, left off, with the ongoing culinary adventures of Dr. Hannibal the Cannibal Lecter. Don't forget to join Zone 105 Saturday, February 17th at the Mall of America's General Cinema for a special screening of Saving Silverman, starring Jason Biggs, Amanda Peet, and Jack Black. To win passes to any of these screenings, simply email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard, and we'll draw winners at random. And that's the movie preview.
Hey, teens, what are you doing this Friday? How about Saturday? No plans? Well, if you're looking for the coolest place to see and be seen, you better get yourself over to Waterworks Beach Club in Centerville. Every Friday and now Saturday night, the hottest teens in the Twin Cities are hanging at Waterworks. I mean, we're talking wall-to-wall, 15 to 20-year-olds just like you. This isn't some lame teen party chaperoned by some old weirdo who thinks he knows what your scene is all about. The doors open at 7, and it goes extreme from there. Join thousands of teens every Friday and Saturday night at Waterworks Beach Club, conveniently located on Main Street in Centerville. And party with one of the coolest DJs in town. Enjoy the free parking and safe environment. What more could you ask for? Call 651-429-3033 for directions. That's Waterworks in Centerville. 651-429-3033. It's a huge teen party every Friday and Saturday night. Thousands of teens packed into one club. The hottest teen night in town at Waterworks Beach Club each and every Friday and Saturday night.
I'm 13 and my parents say that I think I know more than adults. Well, maybe I do. I know that drugs can kill you. I know that smoking can kill you. I know that alcohol can kill you. And I know that if you're driving in the winter and you get too close to a snowplow, it can kill you. Man, those things are like 17 times bigger than your car. Did you know that? I hope you adults know at least as much as I do.
Stay back, stay alive. This message brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Transportation. If anyone here sees any reason why these two should not be joined in matrimony, speak now or...
I do, Your Honor.
Daddy?
Your Honor. Sweetheart, listen. That boy doesn't obey winter work zone safety rules. He never slows down on ramps or bridges, and I saw him cut in front of a snowplow. This is my daughter and future grandchildren at stake here.
Under these circumstances, this wedding is off.
Daddy!
Stay back, stay alive. This message brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Transportation.
When we say new music first, we mean it.
The Dave Matthews Band, I Did It. The Dandy Warhol, Bohemian Like You. Crazy Town, Butterfly. Radiohead, Optimistic.
You heard it here first on Alternative Radio.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew tonight, filling in for himself. Amazingly enough.
Appearing as himself.
Appearing as himself, playing the role of Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, everybody. Kathy Griffin, dear, dear friend, is on the show tonight. She is the host of her very own show, Kathy's so-called reality, MTV, 10 o'clock Sunday nights, and other times as well. Just turn on that MTV, find the redheaded spark plug, and you've got Kathy Griffin. All right, I want to talk to Jeff, too. Good, Drew. Jeff, 27?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
I want to say what's up, Adam. I love you, man. You the man right there. Kathy, you're
yeah.
beautiful girl. Keep it going.
Thank you.
Keep it going. What's up, Jeff?
Oh, man, I got a problem, man. I live with two sisters, and they're both pregnant. And everything's fine. The relationship is great between all three of us. Only problem is, I got my parents coming down this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They know I have a girl pregnant. They don't know I have two.
I see.
And I'm sort of worried. I'm not really worried about my dad. You know, I think my dad will understand a little bit more. But my mom, I figure she's just going to kick my butt.
Do these two girls know that each other are pregnant from you?
Yes, they do. See, we have that sort of relationship. You know,
they're your roommates, Pimpo.
Well,
you
say we're a little bit more than roommates.
Are you a Mormon?
No, I'm not.
They like the big families with the multiple.
What do you do for a living?
Me? I work at a large office company. Large office.
I see.
And you know, I support them both. You know,
do you manufacture offices?
What do you do for a living, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm in accounting.
Okay.
So why don't you started, you and I both went, what the?
Yeah, it sounded a little bogus.
I thought it was bogus. This is serious. I just have a problem with that telling my mom.
All right, now I'm sort of okay with this because his parents are coming in town. Okay, how far along are both of them?
Okay, I got one that's 8 months and one that's 6 months.
I see. Do you have any other children with these women?
No. These are my first two kids.
And they're sisters. They know about each other.
Yeah,
they know about you.
We all sleep together.
And that's the deal.
Yeah, that's the deal. I know I got myself in this situation, but I'm just worried about telling my mom more than anything because I have a feeling my mom's just going to go crazy.
You don't have to tell her. She's just going to look at the girl.
She's coming down, and they're both there, you know.
Right.
I mean, I can't. They both want me to tell them. And
one isn't showing.
They're both showing.
Oh, I thought you said 2 months.
No, 6 months.
One's
6 months,
one's 8 months.
I see. And they give birth at 14 months? What? How's that work? So, hey, Jeff. Yeah, your dad may give you a big high five.
Your mom may be
a little freaked out, although she's lucky you haven't gotten her pregnant yet. So she should be counting her blessings. Well, listen, you're going to have to come clean with them sooner or later.
Yeah, because, you know, they want me to, and I'm just sort of scared, you know.
All right, here's my advice.
Yeah.
When are they coming down?
They're coming down this weekend.
Okay, this weekend. Here's what I would do. I would contact them, and especially mom, before they blow into town, because you want to give her the option to freak out over the phone and possibly not come, as opposed to pitch a fit in apartment.
You should stay focused on the fact that this is the way I want to live my life. This is my alternative lifestyle. I'm going to stay with these women, raise these children. It's just a different choice.
He doesn't quite that serious.
But
he's like, it's great. We all sleep together.
He's got to tell his mom.
Yeah.
And I hope he is going to take care of these
children. Drew, you're just letting him off the hook.
Oh,
he got two women pregnant.
Mom's going to kick his ass. Let's face it. Mom's going to kick his ass. He's just got to get ready.
Yes. There's no doubt that Jeff's a despicable human being. But, and these two chicks, they're going to make great mothers.
Yeah.
Great mothers one day,
wow.
These two screwballs.
Yeah.
God knows what kind of chaos they come from. They're probably raised by raccoons.
Drew, I'm curious about this. The guy, he impregnates two women he's living with. What does he get out of it? Is it a status thing?
Okay, we'll get back.
Okay.
All right, we'll take a break.
All right.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Ah, the professional basketball bench.
Welcome.
At one end, players who hoist their names to the rafters atop million-dollar shoe contracts.
True.
The other, reserved for the less flashy, the less photographed, the less tall.
Hey.
Should you find yourself at this league minimum end of the bench, Millage and Ewan Draft encourages you to see this as a genuine opportunity. Look around. You've got the best seat in the stadium.
This is the life.
All you got to do is twirl a towel around your head during close games.
Hence the goggles.
Best of all, you don't have to waste time showering.
No, I'm good.
Which means you can partake in MGDs long before your autograph-hounded teammates. So kick your feet up. Send your agent out for hot dogs.
Make him do something.
Don't worry. Coach won't notice. He's too busy with the sweaty end of the bench.
And where's that pretzel guy?
Miller Genuine Draft.
Yeah! Yeah!
Never miss a genuine opportunity.
Oh! No!
Please, think when you drink. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Brain damage. Heart damage. Liver damage. Death. There's a kind of drug that can cause all this, even if used only once. If you thought drugs this dangerous are only found on the street, you need to keep listening. Because they're in your home, under your sink, and in your garage. I'm talking about inhalants, household products kids sniff to get high. And more kids than you may think have used them. Research shows that 1 in 6 eighth graders has sniffed something to get high. Protect your kids. Tell them never to sniff inhalants. Because just one time, the first time, can kill. For advice on what to say, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit www.theantidrug.com. Set rules. Be firm. They'll listen. Communication, the anti-drug. Sponsored by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
In the Army National Guard, serve part-time.
1 weekend a month. You can
enjoy life full time.
College, career.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. www.1800goguard.com.
In the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Minnesota National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. For up-to-date regional ski and snow conditions, call the Zone 105 info line at 676-8250 or check out our website at zone105.com. Brought to you by Vaseline Intensive Care Lotion and DuPont Thermalite. Join Shelly Miller for Girl Party at Grumpy's every Sunday from 7 to 9. Meet psychic Ruth Lourdes, drink Cosmos, win cool prizes, and watch episodes of Sex in the City. Girl Party, Grumpy's on Washington. Call 612-340-9738 for more info. Where can you build a career with benefits while working flexible hours? Log on to mcminnesota.com to find out. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for updates.
When we say new music first, we mean it.
You found glory, hit or miss. Alien Ant Farm, movie. At the drive-in, one arm, scissors.
Heard it here first on Alternative Radio, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. All righty. Drew was going to explain something, but he doesn't remember. We're all talked out with
Anyway. What do the girls get out of that? That guy that they're sleeping with is dad.
That's what they get out of. Bad dad.
Yes.
He's a bad dad.
All dads are bad.
He is the symbol of their dad.
Who was a bad dad?
Was a bad dad.
All right.
He dropped the ball somewhere.
All right.
Kathy's So-Called Reality is the name of the show. MTV. Go out and watch that, or stay in and watch it, I should say. Dear friend, Kathy Griffin, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
And, hey, come on whenever you like.
Yeah.
I'm in awe of what you do every night. I'm blown away.
We're fans of yours, and we'd like you to come on whenever you'd like.
Thank you.
Get married.
Okay, I think I will.
I'll be at the wedding. Drew won't because he'll be checking a vending machine for change somewhere in Kentucky. But I will be there. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline.
opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Anna Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.
KZNR, Lakeville, 105.1. KZNT, Cambridge, 105.3. KZNZ, Eden Prairie, 105.7. Alternative Radio, Zone 105.
Alternative Radio Zone 105 and music from YouTube going out to all the guys at Middendot who have been working continuously throughout the past 2 days to make sure that I don't end up sliding into a ditch on my way to work tonight. What's going on? It's Ben. Welcome to Friday. We got a lot of music lined up, including your request, 989-9105. On the way, They Might Be Giants. Right now, it's the latest from the Dandy Warhols. Here's Bohemian Like You. It's new music first on Alternative Radio, Zone 105.
But ever since we've been in.